tomorrow's news today.
It is Friday, January 16th, 2026. Let's take some getting used to. In the year 2026. We are. So we got some big guests today. I want to open the phones up throughout the transmission. My laryngitis is getting a little better, thank God. So don't be subjected to my voice going out as bad. Let me just let the cat out of the bag, and Trump could change his mind. But let's put the live show headline up for TV viewers. I'm going to read it out for radio listeners. According to my sources in the executive branch up at the top and also in the Pentagon, I'll just leave it at that, they have been told that if the violence continues for even more than a few days and if it intensifies and if anybody else gets hurt, meaning ICE agents or the general public, that Trump is going to declare the Insurrection Act. And the left is going to call that martial law and call it tyranny. It's been done many times in history. When the local authorities can't or won't do their job, that's when the Insurrection Act is declared. And it was done the last time during the LA riots. What was that, 1990? So Friday emergency broadcast exclusive. Trusted sources have told InfoWars Trump is set to declare the Insurrection Act as early as next week. Plus, for the first time in 50 years, the U.S. has a net negative immigration rate. That's a big deal. Must watch share. So he hasn't ramped things up to Obama-level deportations because Obama had the old system in. He didn't dismantle it yet. Biden did dismantle it completely. And Trump never got back up to those levels because there's no real grid to do it. But just cutting off the funds and a lot of the welfare and a lot of the goodies and shutting down the border, it is the first time in over 50 years that we have a net reduction in immigration, meaning more are leaving than are coming in. And that's a good thing because you need people coming in that are skilled and, you know, have ideas and new blood. When they're not leeches, but the way this whole thing has been set up and designed is for leeches, and we all know that. So that's a big deal, and a lot of big developments in Minnesota and other areas. This is the time when the globalists, when the left will stage if they're going to pull one, and that's the last piece to fall in place. That's what I would do if I was them. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I, knowing them and knowing how they operate, all the pre-programming that I predicted and how they would do all this, and even before Trump got back in, I predicted he would win. I predicted this would be their main play. It is their main play because they wrote battle plans on it. I'd love to toot my horn and say, oh, I'm so smart. No, I know John Podesta and then the people in his war game make the decisions for the Democratic Party on the moves they're going to make. And they said they'd do this. And they made movies about it, everything else. And I know you're like, yeah, we know. Well, does the public know? Does Fox News know? Does your family know? Does all of Congress get it? And yeah, they are getting it. I'm hearing our talking points everywhere. Thanks to you getting the word out. And I say our talking points, I mean the listeners, all of us together. And so this cripples their game plan. Now, it looks like they're going to go ahead with it. But it is destined to fail because you did your job and got the word out. So, great job. I mean, I'm not saying this can't get really nasty, but it's all the research, all the numbers, all the polls show this is blowing up in their face yet again. Because in the past, they could operate in the dark and people didn't know what was going on. Now people are wise to Tampon Tim, the Democratic Party, and all these communist scumbags. So we got a big broadcast today on that front and so much more. But we got some bad news as well on what the Democrats are doing coming after our children. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexShowStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me.
Well, if you've been listening to this broadcast in the last year, you've known every play the enemy's going to run before they run it with total precision. And I, again, love to say that's because I'm so smart. I know. But I am smart enough to study the globalists, the Democrats, their different political groups around the world, and how they operate and what they do. And when they have official Democrat Party plans, like the Podesta plan, and then I watch them carry out each piece of it, then I know the next piece. And it's you'd have to be an idiot, actually, not to know what's going to happen. But I have had to beat this horse half to death. Not been beating a dead horse. I have been beating it and beating it and beating it and beating it. And I've gotten complaints. Not a lot. People are like, we know it's important, but God, we know. Well, yeah, you know. Does the general public? Because this broadcast is not just about entertainment. In fact, that's a side issue. On key areas that we don't break through and we don't get the governors and the president and the military and everybody, I know they know what's going on, but when they're not talking about it, giving big picture to the public so they know what's going on, instead just fight each new level of propaganda, each new hoax, each new lie. You don't do that. Sure, you counter each little lie itself, but you destroy the mothership when you have them smoking gun, saying we're going to cause racial strife and uprisings and call ICE and Border Patrol Nazis and say what they're doing is illegal when it's totally legal. And then we're going to trigger a civil war. That is beyond criminal. That is beyond seditious. And finally, in the last few months, finally, I look at Fox News as kind of a canary in the coal mine. Or a bellwether, and I look at the big podcast as that as well, kind of the Tech Bro podcast. And now I can turn on any of them, and it's everything I've said. They get it, and that means game over for the Democrats. Because now, even if they stage a false flag and mow down a bunch of the precious illegal aliens at these demonstrations, and it was easy to predict the cities where they'd trigger it, Denver, Minneapolis, Seattle, L.A., Dallas, Portland. Now when they pull their crap, and I still think they're going to go ahead with it, because every indication is they're not deviating from the plan, people are going to see right through it. But it is going to be a three-ring circus when it kicks off. Now, you notice Verizon went down a few days ago, the third time of the year. You notice X has had problems today. These are all probing attacks. These are all tests, and I'll get into test for what coming up. But I was heartened to notice and reminded of this. I've talked quite a bit about it, but not lately, by other popular talk show hosts saying, we believe these are tests and probes for a cyber attack. that they can blame on whoever they want, but I believe will emanate from the globalists. That's another one of their big things. Viruses they release, racial strife, riots, economic collapse, cyber attacks, power outages, they're all preparing that, pre-programming it again in the media. That means they've got it, you know, out of the freezer, warming it up on the counter, and now sticking it in the oven to serve it. So, we got a lot to cover. But long before the Democrats openly were interviewed in Axios, their planners, in July of last year, and said, our plan is to get our violent protesters shot so we can play victim. Actually said that. It was in the damn Podesta plan. And then even over a year ago, right when Trump was starting, he was president-elect, we saw a video from Denver and Austin and all over with the managers saying, we're out here to agitate, and as soon as ICE or the National Guard, who hadn't been called out yet, you notice, as soon as they kill an innocent person, we're going to burn this sucker down. So that alone shows you they're the ones behind it. They're the ones starting it. They're the ones doing it. We can debate all day about, oh, was it a clean shoot last week or was it wrong? It was obviously clean. But you just bypass all that to, oh, here's the Democrats saying they want to get innocent people killed, or they want to put people in harm's way and create danger so that ICE defends itself and kills somebody. I mean, they don't even deny the level of the premeditated crap. Now, you've seen CNN, ABC News, all the corporate talking heads since Trump got elected again saying he's going to declare martial law. He's going to come after the brown people. He's going to come door to door for the brown people. He's going to kill the black people. And it's, you got to get your guns. You got to be ready. When he gets back in, James Carville said, black people, he's coming to kill you. When you see ICE in the neighborhood, they're coming for you. And of course, the black people that are citizens and are as American as it gets and have been here, you know, many of them 10 generations, they're just like, actually, we like ICE. So none of the propaganda has been working. But notice, you heard Carville, when Trump was president-elect a year ago, say he's coming for the brown people door-to-door. He's coming with guns to kill black people. Get guns now. Prepare. And when they come, use the guns. 1776. Oh, they love 1776 now. They love the Second Amendment now. Misrepresenting what 1776 is, misrepresenting what the Second Amendment is. It's not a license to just kill random officers. It's an idea about fighting tyranny when you're faced with the tyranny, and the tyranny is the Democrats and BlackRock and the globalist and the WF and the New World Order. We know that. And so the good news is the average American knows who the bad guys are. But you notice Tim Walz 3 days ago, 2 days ago, yesterday, and again today, says it's terrible. They're coming door to door and demanding to know where the brown people are. Then they're disappearing citizens. They're disappearing children. We don't know where they're going. These are all quotes. You've seen them all say it. Governors, mayors, members of Congress. All that's a lie. All that's crap. And you see them saying, oh, what they're doing is illegal. Oh, they're not really police officers. They're not allowed to just grab and kidnap our people, our neighbors. And the main focus is people that are here illegally with long rap sheets. But all these blue cities run by Soros and Democrat funding won't tell them when they're going to release somebody who's been in jail for a year for an armed robbery or a rape. And you see the sentences. I mean, sometimes it's probation for, you know, rape a five-year-old. Up, probation. But at least they're saved, you know, a few days in jail before they get probation. They won't tell ICE when they're releasing them so they can be arrested. And so ICE has a duty under the law, the court orders, to get these people. And when they go out to get them, they have to go into a nest of crazy people, wound up attacking them, ramming them, shooting at them, throwing rocks and bottles at them, robbing their vehicles, stealing their guns. And they get to be called Nazis and murderers and criminals. And then the fake right wing, that's just really leftist posing as patriots, are like, Jones used to be the police state expert. Oh, you didn't like me back then. You loved it when the feds were under globalist control and training local police for gun confiscation, had the clergy response teams that during an emergency go to the FEMA camp. We got the secret documents videos. Then later they had the preachers on TV going, well, it is true. We may have to go to camps and turn our guns in. I mean, they were gearing up for martial law out of a clear blue sky, starting with Bill Clinton. That I got the documents. That I got the eyewitnesses. That I wrote books on. That I made five films on. That I put on the map. This is not Trump wanting to put troops on the street. That's not good for business. That's not what Trump wants. Trump is being forced into this by the lawless system of criminality, which they say in the Democrat Party Podesta plan is what they'll do. They said, we'll have unrest. We'll have the blue cities not turn over any criminals, period. And when the feds are forced to come in, we'll say they're Nazis and go to war with them. It's that simple. How's the movie Civil War start? There's ICE arresting illegals, and the blue cities aren't going along with it, and so a civil war starts. Okay? And so the left is all over the country. I saw it sprayed on the highway in Austin. Kill cops, kill ICE, kill, kill, kill. And now they're just randomly attacking cops around the country. Now they're randomly attacking reporters around the country. Kill all Charlie Kirks. And now it's over 200 rammings that have been reported. And it used to be rammings every week. Now it's rammings every couple days. Then it's multiple rammings per day. And, you know, I'm a populist. I'm a patriot. I'm a conservative. You can call me whatever you want, a common sense person. I never make a big deal about this stuff. I went out. You've seen the footage years ago during Trump's first term to Seattle. Because my wife wanted to visit some college friends that, you know, she hadn't seen in 10 years since, you know, she was in college there. She's not from there, but that's where she went to college. And I took Michael Zimmerman with me. We worked here, did a great job. He's a camera guy in IT. And after about 2 days, he said, we were there like 5 days. He goes, I'm not leaving the hotel. And my wife, the last day, we're about to fly at about 8 at night. It's like 4 o'clock. I go, hey, let's go across the street to that steakhouse, get a steak. Because I hadn't really eaten yet, and it was kind of a late lunch. She said, I don't think we should go. I think Zimmerman's right. I said, come on, honey. Let's just walk. It's like 50 yards away. I hear it's good. We walk out the door of the Westin, and a car drives by and goes, F you, Alex Jones. I mean, instantly. And then some, you know, weird, cracked-out looking lady was going, get out of here. And then all of a sudden, a Range Rover jumps the curb, honking, and almost hits me up against the wall. And I wasn't trying to act tough. I didn't jump. I should have. And the person said, F you, and pulled off and drove off. I mean, that's the level of, and that was me in just a few days getting what ICE gets now. Cause they see ICE, they see their uniforms. It's the same event like Alex Jones going to Seattle. I mean, I couldn't step outside the hotel. I'd have coffee dumped on my head, water bottles. I'd be walking down the street and just a water bottle would just fly out of a truck and almost hit me in the head. And then Zimmerman, who went to my camera guy, and I went with my wife. We took my daughter, who had just been born, my youngest daughter. And by the end of it, they all just stayed in the hotel. Or when she go visit her friends and I go with her, we just get in the car in the parking garage and keep our heads down. So these are crazed people. These are not tolerant people. These are not nice people. And they're a cult. And they don't want any border enforcement. They don't want any, they want the country broken with open borders and replacement migration. And they lie and say, it's illegal, it's illegal, it's illegal. No, it's the opposite of illegal. It's not just legal. It is the damn constitutional duty of the federal government to control the borders and to deport aliens. And every other country does it. And if you can't do it, you're a broken nation. You're a failed state. And I know this audience knows that, but this is a big deal. And Tim Walz says, get out there. I know you're angry. the mayor says, oh, get your Second Amendment. Yeah, we can arrest all of these ICE people. They're here criminally. They're saying all that knowing it stirs up the mob. And then Wall says, but hey, don't be violent. You're giving Trump what he wants. Wink, wink. They want the violence, but they want to sell the idea that it's legitimate. But it's not working, so they're hesitating. And so I can tell you, Trump has made the decision, and I didn't even know he put on Truth Social right after I came on air and talked about it. They go, oh, yeah, he just said it, you know, 30 months ago. That was my sources. I got a call last night and then one early this morning saying, hey, just so you know, the military's been told be on alert, be ready as early as really this weekend, probably next week. But if they do start, you know, escalating more violence, which is already happening, if it continues to escalate, Trump knows it's his duty. And he's going to move in to Minneapolis and the surrounding areas. And then all the leftist agitators are going to scatter like cockroaches. And that's the whole point of it. This has been done many times in our history. And so Trump doesn't want to do this. It's not martial law. The Democrats have created chaos and lawlessness. You know, martial law is the absence of the regular law. And you could have the martial law of the anarchist, the martial law of the chaos, which always brings in the martial law of the state, or the failed state, or the state fails. And so it's simple. There is an absence of order. There's an absence of law and order. I mean, I could show you hours of footage just last night of them punching, kicking, attacking, knocking out windows of the ICE vehicles, and then cornering the ICE agents again. And then the ICE agents just spray them with pepper spray or pepper balls. And then you can turn on CNN. I mean, I can watch the clip and I go, oh, that new clip just came out. That'll be on CNN in an hour. But they'll just cut to the point of them spraying somebody in the face. So all these leftists see is ICE going around, slamming women to the ground and pulling women out of cars and pepper spraying men and women. Or they see crying three-year-olds. Oh, my God, I sprayed the babies. Then we go find the raw footage, and it's these harpy, sea hag women. Looks like grandmothers, you know, younger grandmothers. Women looking like they're about 60. And they've got their grandkids out there, 5-, 6-year-olds, 3-year-olds, going F ICE while they tear down gates. And while they and they've got them as human shields. And then they fire tear gas into the general area. It hits the children, and then AP and ABC News is ICE just tear gas children. Yeah, because in the middle of the night, you got 3-, 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds up there as human shields while you pull down fences and throw bottles at ICE vehicles. That is child endangerment, and they need to throw the book at these people. I got all the footage of that. And I've even got clips of them, you know, like, I brought out my 2-year-old, so she learns how to fight back against the bad guys. And the interviewer goes, well, what if your child gets hurt? Well, that's on them. You know, it's one thing you want to go out and be communist and attack innocent, you know, ICE people, okay? Okay, it's a free world. You want to do that. I don't agree with it, but you can put yourself in the line of it. Don't bring your children. Don't bring your children. And it's such a murder of common sense that when you're watching the you know, CBS News, it's everywhere. No one asks, why the hell did you have a baby at a, quote, demonstration? And the headlines are always, oh, baby hit with tear gas at demonstration. Or when protesters clashed with Border Patrol or ICE. I'm going to say it again. If you're sitting there having brunch on a Sunday morning at a restaurant, and I walk over randomly, walk over to you and your wife, and I slap you straight across the face, and then you get up and punch me in the nose, the newspaper wouldn't say later, we had an altercation, we had a fight. No, it would say, Alex Jones assaulted you, and let's say Bill Johnson got up and punched Alex Jones in the face. You know, they are the ones initiating it, okay? You don't say that at Pearl Harbor, the U.S. Navy and the Japanese decided to square off and have a fight. No, it was a sneak attack. So when you initiate something, it's not a clash. You attacked. You drew first blood. But they're just like, God, look at the latest ISIS gassing babies. Boy, I tell you, the story is these families, we have the raw video of them doing it, are bringing kids in baby strollers in the freezing cold in Minnesota in the middle of the night to ICE detention facilities and to ICE raids and like it's a big party, running out, bringing your children. Newsflash. Your year-old baby shouldn't be out in below zero weather at 1 a.m., period. But, hey, I mean, again, this is the murder of logic. Here's a clip. Excellent job these folks do from Anonymous on the insurrection. I can tell you this is deadly accurate of what's really happening. Here it is.
Most people don't realize this, but the Constitution already anticipated moments like this. Moments when local authority hesitates. Moments when laws exist but aren't enforced. Moments when citizens are left unprotected. Not because the law failed, but because the will to apply it did. That's why the Insurrection Act exists. Not as a loophole, not as a power grab, but as a last resort bridge between law and reality. Under this authority, the president can federalize the National Guard, deploy active duty military inside the United States, and enforce federal law when states are unable or unwilling to do so. This does not suspend the Constitution. It enforces it. And contrary to what some claim, this isn't new, hidden, or extreme power. It's been used before, carefully, deliberately, and sparingly, when civil authority broke down. Here's the part many miss. The president doesn't act for governors. He doesn't act for mayors. He doesn't act for crowds or cameras. He acts for the Constitution itself. It's not there to replace local government. It's there for the moment local government disappears. And once you understand that, you start to see why the law is written the way it is. My friends, we are all anonymous. And clarity begins when you understand how the system is actually built.
That's right. When the Democrats have been dismantling it with the Republicans' help, that's coming to an end. Trump just said it about an hour ago. In Minnesota, the troublemakers, agitators, and insurrectionists are in many cases highly paid professionals. The governor and mayor don't know what to do because they're behind it. Come on, Trump. They have totally lost control and are currently being rendered useless. If and when I am forced to act, it will be solved quickly and effectively, President DJT. So the last time this happened was 1990, the LA riots. And I can tell you right now, the way things are escalating, I would imagine he'll declare the Insurrection Act Monday. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. The left, the Democrats, could stop this. But they're not doing that. And now they're robbing federal vehicles of, you know, fully auto rifles and stealing documents and just bringing their children to riots when they attack the feds who are carrying out 100% constitutional orders and laws. I mean, it's just absolute insane criminal behavior. And then we have the corporate media telling us they're heroes. I mean, this is upside down world. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, there's evil in the universe, but there's a lot more good. And God rose me up for this moment in this fight for the Republic and the future of humanity. And God rose you up for this time as well. And just thank God we are not part of the armies of satanic idiocy that we are fighting across this planet. All right, I've got a ton of other news and big guests and so much to get to. It's going to be a massive transmission today, but let me just get to a few of these reports and a few of the things that are going on. Because, again, imagine bringing six-month-old, year-old babies in the middle of the night to protest at ICE facilities that are doing legal, lawful operations, predominantly grabbing people with giant rap sheets, but others that are here illegally, and then shipping them out of the country. And again, we can show Obama doing the same thing with ICE, but at a greater level, and CNN praising it. These are the biggest drama queen liars ever. But no one can debate that you should never bring your child to a federal detention center where you know you're going to be attacking ICE officers and you know they're going to start shooting tear gas at you. It's just unbelievable. But bigger than that is the corporate media unified, not logically saying, why are you there? Why are you doing this? Why did you bring your child? It just pisses me off massively. I mean, Savannah Hernandez, who does a great job, you see her everywhere, quit here because she was going out to demonstrations around the country and getting beat up on a routine basis by Antifa. And we would try to send security with her, but she got to where she even wants security. She wanted to go out and do it herself. I said, fine. I'm not going to authorize that. I said, you want to do that on your own time? Do it. I'm not going to have you get killed. And she quit. And she went amicably. But that's a woman. And I'm not going to send them out. I never made my male reporters, and they volunteered to go, but we bring security. She was just so bold. And I just didn't feel like that was something I want to roll the dice on. Now, juxtapose that with people bringing six-month-old babies to these things in the middle of the night, below zero. And again, the corporate media not pointing that out. This is the murder of common sense and logic. All right, so let's go ahead and go to these reports. Here it is. Breaking, anti-ICE rioters are now attacking federal vehicles and robbing them as they leave the ICE facility, trying to jump in front of the hoods as well to play victim. We have another one. Rioters are attempting to break down the fence outside the Minneapolis ICE facility, and they're bringing their children to it. We'll get to that in a moment. Then there's a short report with Nick Sordor, who broke live on air the identity of the Latin King individual that received the stolen guns with the mob that broke into the FBI vehicles. Here it is.
Holy shit, they're coming deep. Oh my god. They destroyed lives, dude. It comes really easily from a white dude just on a piece of meat.
I know you just talked to a high place source at DOJ. Tell us more.
Yes, yeah, so he wasn't arrested last night. He could have been, but the Minneapolis police didn't bother chasing the vehicle that had just stolen a high-powered rifle out of an FBI car. So that stole it out of one of these weapons lockers that was in the back. But what I can confirm now is that Raul Gutierrez, age 33, that you see in the video that I posted last night, stealing a firearm from an FBI vehicle, has been arrested by the ATF and the DOJ. They executed an arrest warrant today, and he's a known member of the Latin Kings gang. I just got all this information just before I came on air. He's got a lengthy, violent rap sheet. Of course, he should have been in prison already, but in Tim Walz, Minnesota, like they don't arrest anybody here. So it's not surprising that he was able to go out and beat this gun safe to a pulp and pull this automatic firearm out of it and run away with it. And, you know, hell, if it wasn't for, honestly, a lot of us independent journalists on the ground that were able to get a video of this, nobody would have seen it happen.
What now?
They were able to find this guy based on a video from independent journalists, the one that we posted last night. I mean, it's crazy that it has to be us doing this.
So, Nick, did you talk to DOJ to get his name?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I've been in contact with Attorney General Pam Bondi throughout the day today. We've talked to him several
times. We'll take that as a confirmation.
I have a lot more material that I haven't posted. Yeah. And so they've been, there's a lot of FBI stuff going on the ground right now that I can't talk about, but there's more coming.
Now, there's a lot to unpack there, but did you see the big one? And we'll get to them bringing children as human shields in a moment. Talk about villains. Talk about an army of morons with a corporate media that's their accomplice. You see Laura Ingraham, she was like, ooh, I'll take it. That's a confidential informant. They're jealous that the attorney general's talking to Nick Sordor. Because normally Fox gets all the exclusives, but it takes them days or hours to get stuff out. And so now because the Nick Shirleys and the Nick Sordors and the Savannah Hernandezes are on the ground everywhere, you have direct ice and direct all of it right to them because they don't sleep, basically. And Nick Sordor hosts a Sunday show here. He works with InfoWars. We love him. But the point is that when the government, the good guys in the government, finally figure out that independent media is bigger than corporate media, even bigger than Fox News. I mean, Nick puts out videos every day that get tens of millions of views. And then Fox plays his videos. Why can't Fox send out reporters and do what he does? They just don't even know how to do it, people. Because Fox sets up a camera, has a talking head, gets the received talking point, and regurgitates it because they're not real reporters on average. And what you're seeing is a revolution here. Remember Matt Drudge, before he sold out to the dark side, used to always say, you are as important as the New York Times, as a citizen journalist. Well, now because they're so discredited, you're more important. And I said this weeks ago when everybody went up to Minnesota, other cities, to show the Somali fraud on the heels of and the inspiration of Nick Shirley. I said, this is the real culmination of the information war revolution. Because now in live time, our people are everywhere in every major city, and more people are seeing that, old and young, black and white, and are getting engaged and are getting huge numbers and are then getting funding just from the advertising algorithm alone and are stepping in to create the new media because there's a vacuum. And you can see Ingraham, she's like, oof. I mean, she is not happy that they're not getting the exclusive because they normally get everything exclusively. But it's only 5 million viewers, their top show, 4 million. And then nothing against Fox in general. Great. Okay, it's well produced. And it's got a lot of big interviews. But it's nothing compared to even just 10% of the populist reporters we have. And by the way, don't let them call you influencers. That is a philosophy term, meaning someone that uses not facts, but rhetoric in Greek philosophy. And that's what all these rhetorical systems of media have come out of. You are on the ground reporters. You are on the ground stringers. You are on the ground analysis. You're human intel. You're a camera person. You're a pundit when you give your opinion. Oh, I just shot this footage. You can see what happened for yourself. Here's my opinion. That's called punditry. People ask, what am I? I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a patriot. I'm a father. I'm a talk show host. I'm a pundit. I'm a futurist. Sometimes I'm a comedian. Have a little fun. I wear many hats. But always, it's about exposing corruption and promoting freedom. And so, just like this Nick Shirley thing, when that first broke, I said, watch, this is going to get thousands of people to be inspired by him. And it happened. And I've been pointing out for a long time, the corporate media is dead. Now, Fox was anti-Trump in the last, you know, 6-7 years. They've now gotten on board because they can't oppose it. And that's because politics is downstream from the grassroots. And so we've really won, and not just here, all over the world. Populists are winning. Populist ideas are the most popular. It's pro-freedom, common sense, and that's why all over the world, power structure is coming in and literally ending free speech,
putting in surveillance, huge prison sentences for just absolutely protected speech because they're done. They're losing. They're losers. And you notice how the more they squeeze, the more opposition it is formed. So this is bigger than just Trump up there basically getting us out of the UN and securing the borders and bringing in $19 trillion of investment and a lot of great stuff. But the corporate media and the spin doctors try to act like it's all about Trump, whether he's perfect or whether he succeeds. No. Trump is a manifestation of the desire for liberty and freedom and the quest of human empowerment. And this is the fourth turning. And this is all the futurists, all the historians, all the researchers, including myself, are saying is an unstoppable movement of human freedom in the cycle. We're going out of the decadent cycle, at the bottom of the decadence, and into the new golden age. Trump just shouldn't have said he could deliver it day one. It might take years, but it's better than living on our knees as slaves. And it's important to recognize it's a human revolution of truth and justice. And it's so exciting. And you see how men with cameras and women with cameras just showing the reality. So powerful. Dominates everything. And so Trump at 79 may not fully get that podcasts and on-the-ground reporters are bigger than the corporate media. He at least now goes, oh, it's important. It gives them a run for its money. No, Joe Rogan doesn't give Fox News a run for its money. He dominates it. No, InfoWars doesn't give CNN a run for its money. Our audience is massively better. And that's a fact. But there's that last shoe to drop in people's minds that still big national productions, big corporate media still has some type of power. It doesn't. The only power it has left is people like Trump, God bless him, watches CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. Then he'll dial over to the Golf Channel or ESPN when he takes off an hour here, an hour there, and goes to his quarters. And he watches Jimmy Kimmel and cares what Jimmy Kimmel says. I mean, this is such a blind spot, Trump. And then he had less than 1 million viewers, and Trump starts attacking him, and he goes up to 3 million, which still is not big, but God almighty. It's like a fire's almost out. No one's watching it. And then Trump comes and puts a bunch of kindling on it and logs and starts fanning it, and now it's burning. But he's 79, folks. And nothing against old people. I'll imagine I'm 52 next month, man. I tell you, you get old quick. I'd imagine when I'm 79, I'm not going to understand what's going on with 20-year-olds. I mean, you know, I try to keep track of it now, and I barely do. But I can tell you, watching Trump, he don't know what's going on when it comes to young people. And it's the same thing, even worse, for Democrats. And it's not just because they're old. No, they're really in their establishment bubble because the more opposition they run into, the more people wake up. It's the same all over the world. The more they retreat into their bubbles and they just convince themselves, like Hitler in the last days of World War II in Berlin in his bunker, until a day or two before he killed himself, he still thought he could win. And that's the globalist. And they're very dangerous until they figure out they're beaten. Now, more and more of them know that. And so it's our job to explain that to the rest of them. But they have such brainwashed, idiotic constituencies, though a minority, still dangerous. Now, I got a bunch of examples of this, and I don't have words to describe my outrage. I have countless videos, newscasts. We'll put some B-roll up. Well, you don't even go to Drudge. You know it's there. Go to ABC News. I haven't looked since this morning, but let's just go to Drudge and see if it's still there. Children gassed by ICE. Not horribly abusive parents in the middle of the night and below zero bring their children to an assault on an ICE facility. I mean, look, if you want to go to a street fight, go ahead. Just don't bring your kid. I mean, again, and
Oh, the baby stopped. Oh, my God. So they finally got a brown person hurt here. This is what the whole plan is. And so now you see how the bar's been lowered. Ed Homan's coming to mow down hundreds of brown people. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, you brought your 3-year-old, your 7-year-old to a demonstration. They got nerf gas. Oh, now you brought your baby. And in some cases, they're just coming through neighborhoods. People get caught in it. It's the Democrats doing all this that caused it. They're the ones that started all this. So whatever happens during this hysteria, during this chaos, is your fault because you started it. Everybody knows that in common law. The person that starts it is the one at fault. Again, you think you're some tough guy out at the county dance? A lot of famous cases of this. And you start a fight with somebody because you think their girl, you should be with you. And you throw a swing and you hit somebody and you hit the wrong guy. And he uppercuts you and breaks your jaw and you fall back and hit your head on the concrete and you die. He ain't going to jail. Because everybody's going to say, no, he hit that man. They drew first blood. It's that simple. So don't bring a knife to a gunfight, and sure as hell don't bring a baby to one. So here it is. Two children, including a 6-month-old, were hospitalized last night after federal agents deployed tear gas during Wednesday night's protest, according to Minneapolis Office of Community Safety. Okay. Headline should read, why are parents bringing 6-month-old babies to violent protest? Here's another example of them. Right after this, they start breaking down the fence to the ICE facility. You have these women hopping around howling like goblins. And they've got what looks like a 5-6-year-old, I don't know, maybe a 5-6-year-old girl cussing with them. That's, I guess, their family member. And they're just, again, the evil of this. The evil. This would be like going to the UFC and shoving your 5-year-old into, you know, fight a full-grown man. You don't bring children to this stuff, commies. But they know what they're doing because they bring little kids to the gay pride parades where men shake their penises in their faces and piss on them. You've all seen it. But if you try to show it to a city council, they arrest you for indecency. You can't show the footage to a city council. You've all seen the footage. Oh, that's obscene. I'm having it. But you can do it in the town square with kids. You can do it to a kid, but you can't show the city council. You can give a 3rd grader a book about how great pedophilia is with graphic images, but you can't read it to the school board. You see how this works? Let's go to this short clip. With audio, the one with the... And I mean, I already showed you videos days ago where they're like, what are you doing with your baby here? Well, I brought her here so she can see what fascism looks like. No, you brought him as a human shield. Jacob Frey, the evil communist mayor of Minneapolis, makes anti-immigration argument without seeing his own hypocrisy. This is hilarious.
Imagine if that city or that town was suddenly invaded by thousands of federal agents that do not share the values that you hold dear.
Oh, rapists and murderers and criminals?
Imagine if your daily routines were disrupted. The local cafe that you eat at was shut down because they're scared that their own family might get torn apart. Imagine if schools shut down and suddenly parents got to figure out what to do for daycare.
Or your hospital's
closed.
You
can't imagine it. It's like the whole thing we're pissed about. How does somebody lack the self-awareness to understand that he just made the argument for us? Yeah, we have a problem with people who just come into our towns in mass numbers, not assimilate, change the culture, and cause destruction and are a net drain and stealing the taxpayer dollars. Like, yeah, we have, yes, yes, dude, that's the problem. Great job. That's the issue. How do, oh my God, what an idiot. What an idiot.
But he's not an idiot. They're following talking points and blueprints for their idiot constituencies. All right, we're going to go to break. I want to look at Europe, Australia, New Zealand, the U.S., the anti-free speech legislation being passed, including in blue states, where if you don't want your child transitioned who's 8 years old, the state claims that your child is of that age of consent and can sign a form, have their name changed, and disappeared. They're also moving in leftist areas to pass laws that the counties and cities can remove sheriffs if they're politically incorrect, even though sheriffs are elected. That's beyond election fraud. That's just removing people even once they're elected. That's coming up. Heads up, today is the last day that you get put in 50X entries at TheAlexShowStore.com when you purchase any of the supplements, Ultramethylene Blue, you name it, any of the Patriot apparel, the widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. It's amazing. The big giveaway on the Raptor, souped up off-road Raptor, and $2,000 cash ends today. 50X entries, and it's the last day where both overlap for the next big giveaway, the big off-road Ford F-250 diesel with the off-road packages. So this is the last day to do 50X entries on both. You understand that? A month from now when the diesel truck sweepstakes ends, there'll be those last days where you get 50X entry. But right now, this happens every 2 months for only a week, you get put in on both 50X entries in the sweepstakes with any purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com. That funds this operation. I salute you and thank you all for your help. Separately, they only got 2,000 of these. It's a World War II modern edition trench dagger, 10 inches, double-edged, razor-sharp, highest quality, murdered-out brass knuckles, skull crusher. It's got a great pinup girl, 1940s World War II style. And on the back, my quote, life is fiery with its beauty. People love this knife. These are limited editions because we do a couple thousand with the design. You know, every 3-4 months, we get one. It's hard to get a lot of these. We can sell a lot more than just 2,000. That's all we could get. And I think they've sold like 1,500 of these. So by the end of the weekend, this will probably be sold out. This is your chance to get the Live is Fire with its beauty limited edition World War II style trench battle knife. And if things collapse and stuff's going down, this is what you want hanging on your side with a high-tech scabbard, clip, and more. Get yours now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite like this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com,
looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
An iron curtain of globalist WEF New World Order tyranny is lowering. Whether you're in Australia or Canada, the UK, or blue cities and states of the U.S., it's here. Absolutely outrageous, and Elon Musk is fighting it. Trump's doing a little, J.D. Vance some, but not enough. This is so draconian, it's pointed right at us. It's the exact same plan for America. Here's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, and they're set to pass this. He already has the votes. So you get this Islamic attack, they totally turn it around and use it to take whatever guns are left and then preemptively put you in jail for thought crime, ban any group. I mean, this is 1984. And it is the exact same plan. And then I have the ADL bragging how they helped write it up internationally. It's wild. And that's why they're trying to get a big racial clash, religious clash here in the U.S., is to also then bring in all the censorship. They're cranking up all the wild-eyed stuff. And people have a right to it. I'm just saying it's being allowed because they want a clash of civilizations. So here is the draconian, super unpopular prime minister. Just like in the UK, exact same legislation, same thing in Canada. They're making their move right now. Here he is.
Today, can I say that I will write this afternoon to the Speaker of the House of Representatives for Parliament to be recalled next Monday and Tuesday, both the House of Representatives and the Senate. The legislation will then be debated on Tuesday in the House of Representatives. We intend to have that legislation pass the House before question time, which will occur at the normal time at 2 o'clock. And then will be considered by the Senate in the afternoon in order to ensure its passage on that day. The bill is the Combating Anti-Semitism, Hate and Extremism Bill. It's a comprehensive package of reforms which creates serious offences for hate preachers and leaders seeking to radicalise young Australians. It increases the penalties for hate crimes offences. It ensures that offenders whose crimes were motivated by extremism have that factored into their sentencing. It creates a new offence for inciting hatred in order to intimidate or harass. It expands and strengthens the ban on prohibited symbols, and it makes it easier for the Minister for Home Affairs to cancel or refuse a visa for people intent on spreading hatred. And it creates a new framework that will enable the Minister for Home Affairs to list organisations as prohibited hate groups. Once an organisation is listed, it will be a criminal offence to be a member, to recruit for it, to donate or receive funds or support that group in any way. The legislation will also set up the National Guns Buyback Scheme, bringing Australia's world-leading gun laws into the 21st century and getting guns off our streets. As I've said before, there are more guns now in Australia than there were at the time of the Port Arthur massacre. That is not good enough. The terrorists at Bondi Beach had hatred in their minds, but guns in their hands. This law will deal with both, and we do need to deal with both of these issues.
The government announced our intention to introduce these laws in the days following the abhorrent Bondi terror attack. And I'm very pleased that in a relatively short period of time, we've been able to draft, consult and develop this vital package of legislation. Let me be clear. Once these laws are passed, they will be the toughest hate laws Australia has ever seen.
There have been organisations which have played a game for a long time in keeping themselves just below the legal threshold. They were called out last year by Mike Burgess, the Director General of ASIO, for the real harm that they do to our national security. The two groups that he called out specifically were the Nazis, the National Socialist Network, and Hizbut Tahrir. Two groups which, through their spreading of hate, have a direct impact on increased risk in our national security environment, but have kept themselves just below the law for while they have created a pathway for others to engage in violence, have been careful to not explicitly call for it themselves. They've kept themselves just below that threshold. This bill will lower that threshold, and lower that threshold to the extent that we can within the Constitution. We have had enough of organisations that hate Australia playing games with Australian law.
We'll be back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, Maram Sulsi, Syrian girl, joins us again because she's not just a geopolitical expert. She lives in Australia and is witnessing the most draconian anti-free speech promoted by the ADL subsidiaries, Iron Curtain of tyranny, you can imagine. And the same stuff's being passed in Europe, the same stuff the UK, same stuff in Canada, and they're trying to ram stuff through in the U.S. at the blue state, blue city level. And I've got examples of that. This is a big deal. And they're targeting Elon Musk to shut down X. Keir Starmer says he's going to take over X. This is all about their criminal activity being exposed. And there is a lot of examples of this, but it is incredible. I mean, we're talking about, oh, we think you might say something politically incorrect, we're going to put you in jail. Oh, we can ban any organization we want, anytime, no due process. And if you are part of the organization, you go to prison. So you can say, well, Australia is the other side of the world. This is the model for here. This is real tyranny. And then they use an attack in Bondi Beach a month ago as the pretext, and then it's white men and Christians are the main threat, and we're not going to put up with these nationalists. And they literally change the subject. It's incredible. So Syrian girl, great to have you here with us on X at Partisan Girl on YouTube, Syrian girl Partisan. Wow, you sent me a lot of clips where you were arrested for the fourth time in less than 3 months there in the tyranny. You said Nick Fuentes called it. Joel Davis and then his National Socialist Network role play group, we're going to fail. Australian government says new hate speech laws will not only protect Jews and Sikhs, but not Muslims or Christians. So you'll describe these videos for us as well. But give us a 35,000-foot view on what's happening with this horribly unpopular Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I am in Australia, and to set the scene, I think you got to understand that we don't have free speech here in Australia. Our constitution does not protect free speech as it does in America. You guys are a lot luckier than we are. So these laws can pass, and they won't be unconstitutional. So you saw also here in Australia what happened during COVID. They're not shy about government overreach. They're not shy about imposing their will on people and imprisoning people. And a lot of people here are very compliant. And most of the libertarian sort of free speech defenders are largely those who did not take the vaccine. They were against the COVID mandates. We call it here the freedom movement. And I have been a part of that movement. I've spoken at the rallies. I've attended the rallies. I know the organizers. And it's sort of like been evolving and splintering. And one of those groups, of course, is this NSN that's run by Joel Davis, the white nationalist group that is now being the main target after Bondi. And I want to talk about why that I think that is. But I want to say that these laws are on the verge of passing. They haven't passed yet, but only because it's being argued that they aren't strong enough. Yes. So it's not that they're not passing because people are thinking, oh, this is, it could like, have unforeseen circumstances. People just speaking normally could be imprisoned for up to 12 years on these laws. They're trying to argue now that religious texts should be included. And of course, it's not just going to be on Islam. It's going to be on all religious texts.
They've got the laws about to pass Canada criticizing homosexuality in the Old Testament, 5 years in prison.
Exactly. So that's what they're trying to amend the law to include. The law itself right now, it doesn't defend all races equally. It doesn't defend all religions equally. It only defends ethno religions. I think I sent you one of the videos of the government official discussing this. It's a bit of a long-winded video. But essentially,
no, we'll play it. And just to be clear, it's not you being arrested. I meant that the headline was, I was arrested, a man, for the fourth time in less than 3 months. And let's not forget, out of all the countries, Germany might have been just as bad. But horses running over men, women, and children during COVID lockdowns, the government saying, don't look at sunsets, don't talk to your neighbor, making you have a cell phone to go to the store one day a week for an hour. They admit this is all the plan for permanent lockdown. And Australia, though it's a beautiful place, a great people, it is a penal colony. It never really got true freedom. And Australia needs its peaceful 1776. There's a woman being choked out because she wouldn't wear a mask. Australians really need to understand that they need to get their guts, they need to get together, and they need to throw off this tyranny of the predatory government they have. So let's go to that clip. Clip number three. Australian government says new hate speech laws will only protect Jews and Sikhs, not Muslims and Christians. And then they brag about that. It's just insane. Here it is.
Where you've spoken about expressions of race, color, and national or ethnic origin, and it says on the fourth line there, for example, those of Jewish origin would be protected by the offence. Given that Jewish people, I could convert to Judaism, how then do you suggest that you'll be protecting Jewish people of different ethnic origins under this legislation?
So for this offence, that reference draws on the Racial Discrimination Act, it is in that context these terms have been found to encompass Jewish people, also Sikhs, as ethno-religious groups.
Okay. So you would be satisfied that using that basis, that people chanting gas the Jews or death to Jews, that would encompass that group of people, despite them, it might be a Ukrainian
so she's complaining
Jewish person
it's not strong enough.
Or a person from Israel.
Yes, so we're satisfied that reference to persons or groups distinguished by race, colour, or national or ethnic origin encompasses Jewish people.
Okay, what about other religious groups? Would it protect, I'm Catholic, would it protect Catholic people?
I mentioned I think there has been consideration that it will apply to Sikhs as also an ethno-religious group. And in other contexts, it would depend on the broader range of characteristics. being Catholic alone would not constitute race, colour, national or ethnic origin, but it might be that in certain circumstances, if there are broader other considerations that meant those individuals formed part of one of those groups, that would be covered.
What about Christians more broadly then? Would that be considered, covered by this legislation? Would that group be considered protected by this legislation?
As just an entire group of Christians, that wouldn't be, but there could be particular Christian groups that might pick up those characteristics.
Yeah, they're Amish or something because they're German. So here's the deal, folks. Out of the gates is discriminatory like any of these things. They're already all protected. It was illegal to shoot all those people at Bondi Beach. They already done all this. When you look at the legislation, what I have right here, it literally, like you said, 12 years in jail. If they say you're in a group that's banned, they can lock you up saying they think you're going to do something wrong. You already see the tyranny there. Syrian girl, this is outrageous.
It is, and essentially we're second-class citizens in this country, and this isn't even new. We already had hate speech laws that protected only some religions and not others, Judaism specifically. But even then, there's always like an argument. For example, if I've had this in my case, you know, I've been abused for being Syrian by this neighbor of mine who was stalking me for 8 years. And the police said, well, essentially, Syrians aren't a race, so we can't do anything. So, like, it doesn't really, I threw it out there just to see what they would say about it.
But I mean, doesn't originally Syrian mean Assyrian? Was that originally is a race? One of the oldest.
Well, yeah, you could argue it's the Syriac people, you know? I would say, yeah, like, I'm part of the Levant, the greater Syria. But it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, these laws are applied, unevenly.
Selectively.
Society. Selectively, and it really depends on whether people inside the establishment or in the media apparatus are pushing for it to be applied, and only then will it be applied. Bondi, you know, they're claiming that speech caused Bondi. You know what caused Bondi? The fact that in spite of all of the surveillance that's being conducted in Australia, these two very like obvious ISIS sympathizers who were part of like a religious school that was espousing those views were able to travel and come back, and they weren't focusing on that because they were being told to focus on protesters, like the white nationalist protesters or the pro-Palestine protesters. So while ASIO is our, like, basically a secret intelligence agency here, Australian Service something, I don't remember what it was. But in any case, they were told not to focus on ISIS anymore. They were literally told not to focus on ISIS anymore. It's in the Australian papers. They were told to focus on protesters like the white nationalist groups, like the pro-Palestine groups. And that is why these guys were able to get away with this, and they were flagged. I think the father may have been, or the son may have been flagged. But yeah, they're blaming gun laws. Australia has one of the strongest gun laws in the world, and yet gunmen are still able to get guns. You had the Christchurch shooting where a guy got guns. He went to New Zealand and he shot up a mosque. He was able to get guns. So it seems to me these gun laws create a scenario where only criminals can get guns, right? If someone is a criminal, they have the ability to go out and acquire a weapon. And the gun laws only penalize people who
sure, and you noticed
the
they were using bolt action and pump because they've basically taken all the guns almost completely. Now they want to take what's left, even for farmers. But let's just cut. We're debating all the little parts of this. It's the exact same legislation in Germany, UK, exact same Canada, exact same crap. They admit they're doing this to shut down the global awakening that's happening. And again, I'll just say it. Israel lobbies in Europe, in Australia, is always in the U.S. I have the ADL bragging a video today. Is at the heart of it using attacks on Jews, which I don't support, and I don't think everything's run by the Jews. But when it comes to censorship and open borders migration, the Jews in general are on it like, you know, flies on you-know-what or white on rice. And they are in there doing this And I have the heads of big tech saying, oh, we've got the Jewish groups in control of all the censorship. I can play the clips, folks. And if you say we run the censorship, you'll be censored. But we're doing this, and this isn't really about the Muslims or whatever. It's in general, get rid of everybody's free speech, and they are using the Jewish lobby to do it. And so we need American Jews and other Jews to stand up and say, not in our name. But because they are using the, oh, protect the Jew thing to take everybody's free speech, to the point of, I have the head of Meta saying, oh, if you criticize Zionism, you're going to be banned, you're going to be debanked, you're going to be whatever. And now they would put you in jail for it. So say whatever you want. I think it's reasonable if you're somebody who lives in the Middle East or whatever, to say I oppose Zionism, whether you agree with Zionism or not. People should be able to do that. So they now officially, from Australia to the U.S., are trying to pass legislation. It's about to happen in Australia where you can't criticize Zionism. That's dangerous.
It's also, I would add that you can't, like, part of the hate speech laws are to protect nationalities. So if you were to say, I'm against Israel or I'm against China, that's going to be covered now under the hate speech laws. You're not allowed to attack nationality. So furthermore, we have, people being thrown in prison at the moment without trial. Joel Davis, the head of the NSN, like, say what you want about the white nationalists, you know, people, obviously they're going to be unpopular with a lot of segments of society, but I thought we live in a democracy. I thought we were allowed to have, you know, various views, whether they be popular or unpopular.
Nobody thinks the white nationalists are taking over. Plus, there's all this anti-white stuff around the world. That's going to be a thing that is going to be responded to by that becoming a thing. So absolutely, they're using, you know, oh, the Nazis 80 years ago as the pretext to really set up something the Nazis would love, and that's banning free speech.
Well, if they can throw that guy in jail without trial and put him in solitary for 3 months, Joel Davis, that's what's happening, they can do it to anyone. And in terms of migration, like that group, the NSN...
Yeah, for folks who don't know, who don't follow Australian politics, as I do, but I barely know about it. And for an American, I'm pretty informed in Australia, not saying much. Might be another planet for the average American. It's just true. I love America, but the average American doesn't know anything about Australia, even if they've been there. Tell us about Joel Davis and what's happening.
Well, they were leading the charge with all of the anti-immigration rallies, like maybe not leading the charge, but they were a significant portion of it. And of course, like, as you said, there were Jewish groups like Frank Lowy of the Lowy Institute, which is a right-wing think tank in Australia run by Frank Lowy, who was one of the original, in the original Zionist militias, Haganah, the terrorist groups. He was a member of them. He's been pushing pro-immigration policy in Australia for the last 20, 30 years. This guy, Joel Davis, has been put in prison even before these hate speech laws have come in. And it's now 3 months without bail for speech, against a politician. That's it. Nothing else. He hasn't broken any law. But also, I showed you this woman in the UK, Dr. Rahme. She's been arrested 4 times for posting on X. What is she posting? The arrest of her is being pushed by the ADL and ADL-like groups, as you said, subsidiaries, because she said it's not white supremacy, it's Jewish supremacy that is in control. Those were apparently enough words to continuously be putting this woman in jail. And it's not just her, like in the UK, so many people are getting knocks on the doors.
They were saying it's 12,000. It's actually 30,000 last year. The number's been revised. Literally pray 100 yards from an abortion clinic, go to jail. Literally put up a thing saying, I don't like transgenderism, go to jail. I mean, this is so tyrannical, and Starmer's proud of it. Speaking of this particular lady, a doctor, she was arrested for the 4th time in less than 3 months for her free speech. Here's clip one.
Either.
Good morning, Rima. You're under arrest for Section 12 of the Terrorism Act, okay? You don't have to say anything, but it may harm your defense if you don't mention one question, something that you later learn in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence. Okay, necessity for that is going to be to prompt and effect investigation and prevent harm. Right. We need to conduct a search. Let's keep this simple. Where's your phone?
What are you doing then? You know, this is your first time.
Just come to set in the front room for me, please.
This one carries out first.
Can I ask, for your allegation, what was the section?
Hello, Faisal.
I'm not sure. I didn't actually just pop up upstairs, but I think it was one of the terrorists.
What force are you?
I'm in some stand, so I'm the local force.
And they are?
Metropolitan Police.
Why you don't let me call my lawyer, her lawyer?
She will get the chance to do that while she's in custody.
I want to call him now.
Okay.
What's the time?
6:20.
November. They arrested me after November.
Yeah. They arrested her in December.
And then twice. Twice. I've been arrested twice. Since 4th of December and then the 16th.
Yes. Why they do it again now?
They're not giving me like 3 weeks to exist without arresting me. It must be for alleged social media. They arrested me 2 days before my tribunal, where I was fighting for my medical license.
Yeah.
And then they arrested me on the 4th of December. And they arrested me 2 weeks after that. For alleged posts on social media.
Yeah. Do you remember they arrested you twice for the same posts? Why they don't want us to see what they're doing? Okay, you're watching her. Why me? Why me? I mean, you're watching her. Why you don't let me go to my room?
Just because they...
Unless they want to plant something. No, unless they want to put something so they can accuse her.
You're not allowed to go upstairs in your own house.
No, it doesn't make sense. I mean, you're coming for her. Why...
You're not allowed to go upstairs in your own house. You're not allowed to go to your own room.
No.
You are here, locked in this room.
This is because I want to go to the loo. Yes, just to make sure you don't do anything.
And then she gets sent to jail. Dr. Rahman arrested for the fourth time. And I was reading the articles about her. Mild criticism of Israel. So that's what you get in Australia. Very dangerous. Where is she now? Where is this medical doctor, Syrian girl?
This is in the UK.
Oh, UK. But sorry, I got it all mixed up.
But I know this is about to happen in Australia. I know that I've been stopped in Australia at the border as I was trying to leave. They've confiscated my phones. They've interrogated me. Like every time I travel out of the country, same thing happens. I've had multiple visits to my door because of my social media posts. But we keep posting because I think my advice to everybody is that if a law is wrong, then you shouldn't follow it.
Well, but this is key. I can't even keep track of Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It's all the same. And then the legislation is the same. So she's in the UK. Do we know what happened to her?
Well, I will be messaging her, but I think I've spoken to her before, and the main thing that at least the first thing they arrested her for was saying Jewish supremacy is not white supremacy. She says, that was one of the things that was in her list of things that she's being arrested for. So I think that it's clear to me that white people, among other groups, Middle Easterners, are not going to face any sort of protection. We are second-class citizens, and it's not fair. And when you say it's not fair, that is a crime now. And it's
absolutely. But the bigger point is this is happening in the entire Western world right now. I have a big stack of articles when we come back, including in blue cities and states here.
And they're going to add other things, like they're talking about adding LGBT stuff here in Australia.
That's exactly. They pass it in two states, a bunch of others, where if your 7-year-old in one state here wants to say they're transgendering, the parents disagree, the child, they say, is allowed to make those decisions. Can't buy cigarettes, can't buy alcohol, can't join the military. But your child will be taken by the state, name changed, the parents will be put in jail. So literal kidnapping. How do you know the state didn't just say your kid agreed to this? I mean, this is, so when you nailed it. This is going to be about everything, folks. It starts with you can't criticize the Jews. And then when the first domino falls, it goes to everybody. Stay right there. You stole my thunder. That's exactly where I was going next. I mean, this is bad, bad, bad. And we didn't talk before she came on. I had her on yesterday about Iran and everything. And I was like, we ought to get you on here in Australia. And then she just literally brought up what I was about to bring up. So when she's informed. I mean, this is what this is about, folks. You let this domino fall, they all fall. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
JFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I can spend 10 hours on this. I'm going to try to move quick with Syrian Girl to show you how this is a concerted global effort. All right? They convince your 7-year-old they're really another sex. They sign them up with a social worker. The child is taken under a law. No judge, no jury. You criticize it, you go to jail, their identity's changed, they're put in a pedophile facility where it's all reinforced, they're gone. And remember, they were willing to go after Elon Musk, you know, son years ago and at a private school and got him taken away. I mean, they'll go after anybody, folks. And then you got Keir Starmer saying, I'm going to take over X last week and this week. And I'm going to give you a national ID. And then he backed off for now because they don't want to make the illegals have it. They're going to bring it in as basically regulatory, but not a law. So this is the full push. And you've got Democrats demand Apple and Google ban X. You've got Europe suing and talking about criminal charges and 130-something million euro fines. People say, I don't care about Elon Musk. They're trying to get through him to get to us, folks. We got to rally behind our champions here. So here's Alex Phillips on national TV in the UK, really slam dunking on Keir Starmer. Here it is.
Against X, including possibly closing it down. I'm sorry, you can't gaslight me, son. You ain't pulling the wool over my eyes. This has got nothing to do with the AI deepfakes, does it? You don't like X because it is a leading source of news in this country. You don't like X because you don't like free speech. You don't like X because you don't like people being able to exchange informations and opinions and ideas. You don't like the criticism, do you? You're a thin-skinned megalomaniacal monster. That's why you want to close it down. If you really cared, if you really cared about sexual abuses online, there's a myriad porn sites you could have closed down. Didn't do that, did you? I mean, come on. People traffickers advertise their wares on TikTok. You're not threatening to close that down. All sorts of weird things are being sold illicitly on Instagram. You're not closing that down. There are paedophiles out there using platforms such as Snapchat to groom kids. You're not closing that down. And yet, the social media platform that is actually about news and information, and yes, a place, the public forum, where people can get together and, frankly, criticize you, that's the one you're going after. You ain't fooled me, son. We see you. We know what you're doing.
Now, again, it's a popular fake right-wing thing to say, oh, look, Alex Jones is, you know, giving Elon Musk a brown nose again. No. He took Twitter, that was like number 7 in the world, now number 1 media in the world, and that's where all the Nick Sordors is coming on, by the way, in the fourth hour. That's where the Nick Shirleys, that's where the Savannah Hernandezes, that's where they're able to do that. And now it forces other big tech, because they're losing all the viewers, to loosen up as well. This is game changing, and they're coming after Musk. Turned out that it's Starmer getting the EU to criminally go after Musk. They're desperate because they can't allow us to be on there to expose them. Look at this. And they've already passed this in Oregon and Washington, and Illinois is set to pass it, New York. 4 Colorado Democrats have introduced a bill that would allow children to change their name, suppress records documents, and name change, and allow the court to strip away parental rights if they do not affirm the child's name change. Democrats want to tear children away from parents who don't conform with their radical gender ideology. This is already passed, folks, in many areas of the world. Okay? And here's the legislation. Senate Bill 26.018. And here are the monsters doing it with big pharma and big money behind it. And if you read the legislation they've got in Europe, in the UK, and Canada, and in the broadness of Australia, as Syrian Girl said, this is the real target. It's saying, oh, it's hateful when we try to brainwash your kid at school without you knowing to do this. You're not allowed to challenge us. So incredibly dangerous. Meanwhile, ACLU lawyer in Congress can't answer Justice Alito in the Supreme Court. Ask her to define a man or a woman, boy or girl, during questioning on transgenders in sports. This is a cult, literally murdering common sense, and it's unified, and they mean business, and then it gets worse. I have a huge stack of proven election fraud from 2020. Everything we reported, it's turned out, was worse than we said, but exactly what we said, but worse. The stuff we covered was happened, but it was worse than we said. And now, all over the country, from New Jersey to Washington State, they are having the county commissions and the cities say, we're going to decertify sheriff's elections. Well, that's not even the election board. If they're politically incorrect, if they say two men can't have a baby, if they say men shouldn't be in women's sports, and I've got a city council, and I've got a legislation, the legislature hearings, Washington State Democrats are proposing a bill that would allow the state to decertify constitutionally elected sheriffs. Did you hear that? The Pierce County Sheriff testified today that the Senate Law and Justice Committee in opposition alongside many other sheriffs. This is a direct attack on the Magna Carta, folks, not just our Constitution. We the people. Washington must protect our constitutional sheriffs who work for them. So we have city councils, county commissioners trying to do it. We have the state trying to do it, saying we have a litmus test of transgenderism and other things for sheriffs, and we will remove you and override your election. I'll get to that clip coming up. A steering girl responding to this in general.
It's basically already happened in the UK. It's a litmus test. I think Parker Posey, she's been arrested numerous times for dead-naming a trans individual, which is to use the gender that they were born with, to refer to them as the gender that they were born with rather than the gender of choice. She's been, arrested for that. And I think we're heading there in Australia as well. In the US, you guys have a constitution that protects free speech. You have to cherish it. You have to fight for it. You can't let people weasel their way out of it by maybe like designating states to control these laws. But even here in Australia, like before these hate speech laws were coming in, if you recall during COVID, people were getting arrested for in their homes for calling for protests against the lockdowns. I want to go back again and mention the fact that this isn't about inciting violence against Jews or other religions or races. The laws themselves say that anything that anyone takes offense to could be criminalized. And it's not just against people of certain ethnicities or of Judaism, it's against nationality. So technically, if you were to criticize Israel, they could call that anti-Semitic and they could throw you in jail.
And by the way, you're not saying technically the doctor, no criminal record till they arrested her four times. They're now the Jewish lobby is taking her medical license and is going to put her in prison. So this is for opposing the Holocaust in Gaza and naming Jewish supremacy. Whether you agree with that or not, folks, come on, people. That is supremacy right there.
I mean, if she had said white supremacy, she wouldn't have been arrested, right? Like, it's the proof is in the pudding. She will get arrested if she says Jewish supremacy, but not if she says white supremacy. So where is the supremacy? Where is the privilege? And of course, you're going to get in trouble for me, like me saying this now in Australia. I say that like with a little bit of fear in my heart.
Well, listen, they're going to fail, but here's the deal. I don't want to blow Israel off the map. I don't have some secret heart on. I don't secretly have Hitler, memorabilia and, wear Hitler underwear. And I don't like the total obsession on Israel, but now Israel trying to get us into war with Iran. Israel all over trying to censor, bragging they're doing it. Their tech heads bragging they're doing it, but saying you can't say it. Don't they see Israel's gone from being popular to the most unpopular in Gallup polls? Doesn't Israel see that this doubling down is making them the villain and turning the world against them? I mean, my God, this defines chutzpah.
Well, you think like why you think the question should be asked, why is this hatred increasing? We're not really allowed to ask that question. We're not allowed to answer it. And I'm not going to do that now either, because I actually have made a hit list. Israel has come up with a hit list of 10 individuals that they're going to target in Australia. And I am number 2 on that hit list. The question cannot be asked. Like, why is the hatred increasing? Surely these hate
people. But again, if they clap you in irons, which I think they probably will, you're a smart scientist, beautiful woman, pro-peace for, decades on air. I've known you 15 years. I mean, that is like the worst poster child to clap you in irons. But I guess They're already clapping this woman in irons, a medical doctor, so I guess. I mean, you couldn't make yourself a bigger villain. It's just so, so stupid.
Well, I'm only a science doctor, so maybe maybe I'll not be as much of a target. No, I'm only joking. But they can't take away my science doctorate license because there isn't one. It's just a doctorate. There's no license. Anyway, I joke. I jest. But in any case, like the link between the terrorist attack and these hate speech laws is tenuous because speech did not cause the terrorist attack, right? Like the terrorists themselves were influenced by ISIS, and we know
sure,
that.
Sure, but
like,
even if it did, you can't take everybody else's speech because somebody got influenced. It's never ending.
Absolutely, but the interesting thing is there was a little bit of honesty at the beginning, where some officials were arguing that ASIO was told to focus on individuals linked with pro-Palestine organizations or Russian interference, and sort of they didn't really focus on the Islamic State. So instead of like figuring out what went wrong here, they're targeting guns and they're shutting down protesters. In Sydney, the premier, we have like every state has a premier. He's declared like several months ban on all protests, not just pro-Palestine protests, but also anti-immigration protests. Just no protests.
Yeah, so you're using it out of the gates to just set up total tyranny. Let me get your take, though, on this, as I mentioned it, just to show where this is going, because they're trying this all over the United States. This is Washington State trying to pass a bill where a Senate committee will look at the politics of a sheriff who's elected popularly. In fact, people don't know, in the Magna Carta, the first time we started having elections, before that, the sheriff of Nottingham, famously, he was a real person, became a legend with Robin Hood, but it was a real person. The sheriff of Nottingham would go out and rob everybody. Okay? He wasn't elected. He was sent by the prince. But after reforms, they were elected. So one of the first elected officials in the West that all this comes out of is the sheriff. Here they are coming directly at the sheriff, and the litmus test is transgenderism. Here's a clip.
Some of my colleagues naively believe that they can come here and reason with you. They don't understand what's at stake here. They don't understand you like I do. You're going to pass this qualification bill for law enforcement, but you won't hold yourselves accountable. Therefore, I propose everyone who runs for an elected office go through a background check, a social media review, a polygraph, a psychological test. But Democrats, you won't agree to that because you have convicted felons who are elected officials here. I represent almost 1 million people, more than all of you combined here. Many more people. I wasn't elected chief of police. Being sheriff of Pierce County is much more than police work. Citizens reach out to me all the time regarding overreach of the government by you. Some say they finally have a voice because of me, and you want to silence it because I said transgender women are men. I said the truth. You want to give unelected bureaucracy the ability to decertify me and remove me from office because you don't agree with my speech. Just for the record, my deputies don't wear masks, but once you pass this law that they can't, I will not only allow them, but I will encourage them to do so just to see what you do. I don't recognize your authority to impose these controls over me, and when you try to remove me from office, thousands of Pierce County residents will surround the county city building in downtown Tacoma and will not allow that to happen. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I and they are prepared. Are you prepared? Finally, anyone who votes for this will never have an audience with this sheriff.
Thank you. Could I have you identify yourself for the record? I'm sorry, that is not what we do at public hearings, and you will be asked to be removed if that continues. I'm sorry, Sheriff, for the record, we do need you to identify yourself by name.
Heath Swank.
I'm sorry, can I have you come do that at the mic so we can capture that information?
My name is Keith Swank, Pierce County Sheriff.
Thank you so much.
Did you hear that fake voice, the senator? Oh, we don't know who you are. Then he says, say it to thank you. I don't want to have to have you removed from the building. These are tyrants. These are thugs. It's the same spirit all over the world. But I tell you, the good news is humanity's waking up, and these are the desperate last gasp of tyrants.
I think it's clear that they have to show their hand, right? And it's the transgenderism stuff is part of it. The anti-immigration stuff is going to be part of it. But with the transgenderism stuff, they're literally asking you to live in delusion, right? You have to accept something that is against reality, that someone can change their biology and become the opposite gender. And it reminds me of Orwell's 94, that in Orwell's 1984, you have to accept that 2 + 2 = 5, or, you know, you have to accept something that's completely against truth, or they're going to take you away. I think that this kind of stuff is encroaching in the United States. If they can't make it a blanketed law, they, like as with the sheriff, they'll target people's jobs, they'll target students in universities, and it's they'll prevent people from, like, they'll basically, it's cancel culture. And I think in 38 states, you're not allowed to boycott Israel, even though Israel is a foreign country. I mean, I don't know why. Imagine if it was
I agree, but for the sake of debate, even if you love Israel, folks, okay, some of you, you can't have the state of Texas telling major cities, if you just have a simple resolution saying you oppose the carpet bombing of Gaza, and then the governor says, fine, we're going to pull the state funding from New Braunfels, or we're going to pull the state funding from, you know, wherever. In that case, it was San Marcos. I mean, that's crazy, folks. That's dangerous for everybody, and that's where we are. And so that's why I oppose, and I know you're a secular person, too, for government. That's why I oppose religious governments. And people go, oh, Thomas Jefferson didn't mean that. Yeah, he did. Separation of church and state doesn't mean we don't have our religion. Doesn't mean we don't practice it. Doesn't mean we don't have prayer in schools, if that's what you choose. It means you can't have a state-run religion. The state doesn't tell you what the religion is. That's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibit the free exercise thereof. That's the first part of the First Amendment. Then the right of the press, the people, to peacefully assemble, redress grievance, petition the government. So it's so simple. And the new religion is the pedophilia, the Satanism, the world government, the carbon taxes, the new world order, the liberalism. Then the left admits this is their religious movement. The left is the religion that we must bow to via political correctness. And it's a state-run religion. And it's the same thing worldwide, Syrian girl.
You know, when you say it's a state-run religion, I absolutely agree with you, because essentially what we have is, you know, they say that Iran is has a religion, and they say that they have, like, religious police, morality police, okay? What we have in the West is morality police. They're policing the morality of government officials, of police officers, of people, but the morality is not based on a religion, it's based on this liberal world order. So if you were to, offend the religion of the state by saying that men cannot become women and women cannot become men, then you have committed a blasphemy and you will be arrested. So, like, we already have a morality police here in the
You're
West.
Right. We are literally heretics. Anyone that doesn't follow the leftist system that changes every day, and pedophilia is a sacrament, we are heretics.
Eventually, it's going to be such that pedophilia should be, I think they have a new name for it, actually. Something
minor,
like
minor attraction person.
Minor, yes, that's the one. And it would be politically offensive to say the words pedophilia.
No, they got legislation in the UK and Sweden. We only started this minor attraction thing like 20 years ago. Really? Now they're saying if you use the word pedophile or child molester, that's hate speech.
I'm going to have to look that up, because I'm in shock. I didn't think they'd go this far yet. But, you know, you have the story hour. What was it? The
drag queen story hour.
Drag queen story hour, exactly. And if you say something against that, I think some teachers were starting to make a protest against that. They got fired from their job. So, yes.
It's all, it's a cult. It's a litmus test. All this stuff, when O'Brien's torturing Winston in 1984, and he says, listen, I'll say it's 5, I'll say it's 10. He goes, no, I don't want you to say what I want. I want you so broken, you'll see whatever I tell you. And finally, his all blurred vision, he goes, I see 5. He goes, now you're broken. And this is about giving you a litmus test that is just so ridiculous. Syrian girl, great having you on. I think you are in danger of being arrested there. We're praying for you. We support you. You've got a lot of great sites. People can find you on X, a partisan girl. Thank you so much, and please join us again soon.
Thank you so much for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I got her on about Syria and Israel and Iran. I'm like, she's in Australia. She's a scientist. She's a smart lady. Why don't we get her on about this? And then I didn't realize she's on listed like number two target and everything. I mean, so how much going to have her on about, wow, how bad is the tyranny? And it's like, well, I'm on the number two list. And, you know, it's like, yeah, 2 minutes to midnight, folks. The golden goose is on the loose. And again, I'm going to tell Israel something right now. You're not going anywhere. You have nuclear weapons. You've won against Hezbollah and Hamas. I don't want to blow you up. I'm not your enemy. I'm not obsessed with you. I'm a pragmatist. I'm not a dummy. Okay, but you're out of control. Okay, and you're going down a really bad road. Okay, and you need to stop driving the train of censorship. You have villainized yourself to the world. I know there's other big fish to fry here, but you force me because you're coming after all of us. And I'm just like, get off my ass, man. Stop it. You're pissing on me, telling me it's raining. And I just like, you know, just stop. Stop. And I know you're not going to. And I don't say that in Jews in general, but I mean the Jewish lobbies are on my ass. I got the ADL bragging they helped engineer the lawsuits against us. We got that civil rights suit coming out. It's just like, why? Why? I mean, if you know history, you know what you're doing is going to cause some big stuff. And like the ADL's like, yeah, once we get Jews persecuted, they'll give us more money. But then it just gets more out of control, dumbass. Use some second, third order thinking, damn it. And the white supremacists or anti-Jew folks like, why do you care? Good, let them dig the hole deeper. Did you go second, third, fourth order? It's beyond Samson option. It's worse. We're all going to get killed. It's a bunch of madness. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm not funded by the globalists or Israel or Qatar or the Easter Bunny. I'm funded by you. And you're going to get hardcore analysis and truth and guests and information you're getting anywhere else here. So I thank you for underwriting this broadcast, and I ask for your support. Today's the last day to get 50X entry, any purchase at thealexjonesstore.com of great Patriot apparel, supplements, you name it, methylene blue. 50X entries in the sweepstakes to win the super off-road mega package Ford Raptor. And it only happens every 2 months where there's a one-week thing where the next giveaway, you get put in on it too, the big off-road F-250 Super Diesel. So now's the time to get the products, plus there's big sales on the site. We have this World War II updated, modern, solid state. I mean, it's just beautiful trench warfare, short sword, basically, battle blade. And it's got the Skull Crusher, the murdered out brass knuckles. And it's got live fire with its beauty, limited edition, only 2,000 of them. It will sell out in the next few days, and it's a fundraiser. Get yours now with a nice little 1940-style pinup girl with InfoWars on it at thealexjonesstore.com. I need your help. Plus, these are really cool products. But if you get anything, folks, get the ultramethylene blue. Get the Shilajit. Get the bovine colostrum. If you don't know what these things do, research it. Just know we got the best. You know what turmeric does? We got the best. I treat you like I want to be treated. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates of liberty. And I thank you all for keeping us on the air in the face of all this tyranny. I can't do it without you. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. Hour number three with massive guests straight ahead. Next word or more.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Man, it is so paradoxical. I will just be so happy about what Trump's doing economically and culturally. And then he'll do something politically I totally disagree with, and some listeners get whiplash. That's not whiplash. That's life. I'm happy about a lot of stuff I've done. I'm my own biggest critic sometimes, and I go, why'd you do that? Why did you, you know? Well, I was tired, and I was angry, and I did it. So, the stuff he's doing on the economy, I just got news that is so nuanced. And again, listeners of this show have heard me talk about it. Nobody else has. And in my advice to the White House recently, a few months ago when they wanted my advice, because they saw Mark Mitchell on and then had him come up, and I was like, he's going to go up there. They watched the show the president did. They wanted to hear it. I said, you know, I haven't told the story yet, but I said, listen, you can't sit there and tell people we can't have energy, which Trump's turning it back on, but then give unlimited power to big tech for AI and make everybody subsidize it. You have to make big tech pay for the damn upgrades themselves to do this. You can't cut everybody else's power and ration it and then charge us more for big tech. That is a corporate tax to them. And I said, this is going to be the future battle because no one's debated it. There's like, we just have to give them all the power and that's the way it is, blah, blah. And I'm like, we all think about a white person discriminating against a black person or vice versa. Folks, in the future, it's a corporation. It's an algorithm. It's an AI. It's a robot taking your job. And I'm not against technology in general, but when it's deployed to take our jobs, make us obsolete as a form of siege and feudalism, damn right I want us to create a human union and say we're going to buy from humans and we're not going to support things that are anti-human. We're going to control technology. The article's on InfoWars.com, and I had a political orgasm when I just read this. Emergency intervention. Trump to cap residential electric bills by forcing tech giants to pay for soaring power costs. Absolutely freaking delicious. Because you understand, big tech says they want in the next 2 years triple the power output in the U.S. Trump's like, sure, hire people, do it, put it in. But like, well, we're just going to cut the power to the people and charge them more and give it all to computers. No, you ain't, bitch. We come first. Oh, we're in a race with China with big tech? Okay. You okay? Katie barred the door. Cow already left the barn. Horse trainer left the station. All right. We're not going to have our power cut, which was the Great Reset plan, while everything's given to the robots and computers. The world's built for us. And so he's capping next week credit cards at 10%, which is still too much, but it's good. Why can he do that? Until 30 years ago when Clinton got rid of it, you couldn't do that. It's called loan sharking. He is banning all the big mega banks, buying up all the single family homes. That's a no-brainer. I mean, it's just, this is not conservatism. This is populism, classic Americana. We had all these laws before they got rid of them. All he's doing is going back to what made us great. And he's not going backwards. He's going back to the future. We had the innovative policies that made us the best. We went back to feudalism. That's what globalism is. Trump is taking us back to the best thing we had so far. Man, I'm just like, I mean, and now Trump's saying, well, he may not need the Insurrection Act because it may fizzle out. My sources said, though, if it continues to escalate, he's going to do it next week. Now, that's what they've been told, because obviously, you know, he gives them the light to get ready, you know, gives them the green light. But we got Mike Lindell with other breaking news. I love Mike Lindell running for governor. Latest on Minnesota popping in. It's 17-year anniversary of him being completely clean. What a success story. I got the chill shots of that, him side by side. But this article, how the left doesn't support this. Because it's on record that it is, he's trying to cut energy prices and has, but the big tech draw for the AI is set. There's not controls to double prices in the next few years. Trump's like, no, you ain't. Big tech, you're going to pay for it. Wow, pay for your own power. Just, again, protecting the consumer. You would not have gotten that with the Democrats. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with the great and mighty Mike Lindell.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leadership, the essence of leadership, is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you.
Coming up from Minnesota again, the epicenter of the fight for freedom, Nick Sordor, bottom of the hour. On the ground. Then, Joe Biggs, Enrique Tarrio, former J6 political president, to talk about everything that's happening, fourth hour. But I wanted to get Mike Lindell on because I saw a post he made, and I appreciate him just popping on. He's also a big supporter of the show, running for governor up there. This was 17 years, I'm going from memory, 17 years you've been clean. Your recovery network under the attack by the Democrats up there, everything else. So exciting. But before we get to that, you're right there in the middle of, you know, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and your factory nearby. What, man, we've got to bring little kids to attack the ICE facilities. If they hit with tear gas, they blame them. They're using children as human shields. They're robbing federal vehicles of weapons. Trump says he doesn't need to declare an insurrection act yet, though he's considering it. I mean, it's constitutional Tim Walz is stand down. Governor, Mayor Fry is out there fanning the flames. You're on the ground. What are you seeing, Mike Lindell of the mighty MyPillow.com/Alex?
Well, it's exactly what you said. Here's where we're at. We have another group even telling rural schools now that they should all be part of this. Remember, our children here have been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed to hate the president, to hate our country, to hate. And then, like you say, the mayor and the governor out there saying, hey, you guys, we got to go against law enforcement. The president needs to, this thing is not going to go down. The president's got to take control of this and stop this socialist insurrection. We can't have it end up being the summer of 2020 where it burns down our city of Minneapolis and then they say, hey, burn down the precinct while you're at it. And let's get rid of police. Alex, this has been going on in Minnesota for a long time. When you don't have laws for protesters, which I mean, if you allow your protesters to break the law, which they did about 8 years ago, the big thing was Black Lives Matter, and they went after our state fair, but they also they blocked off our biggest highway in Minnesota that goes right through Minneapolis, Highway 35W. It's 8 lanes. They blocked off both sides. So we couldn't get workers in MyPillow. My people couldn't come out from Minneapolis that lived down there to come to work that day, or there was 2 days, and then we couldn't get product. They'd have to try clear around the city.
Here's the bottom line. This is coming to a head. The mayor saying they're not legitimate law enforcement, basically attacked them. Democrats are saying get guns, come after them. This is a time bomb. Trump needs to declare the Insurrection Act and go in there because the mayor and governor have stood down. Tampon Tim is desperate to cover up the Somali fraud that he's involved in.
That's exactly right. And it's got to come. And now he sent out a tweet this morning. The president did our truth, put out a truth this morning and said, hey, if I have to come, I'm coming. This isn't going to go down. Tomorrow, you know, it might a little bit. Tomorrow it's supposed to be colder here, but it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, this is going to keep escalating because you have the mayor of Minneapolis. I think these guys, the mayor, I think the governor, I think Keith Ellison, our attorney general, I think they were all involved in this fraud. They want to keep this going. And now you have people coming in here, hired protesters, and they're using these kids for human shields. Basically, they want something to happen. These antagonists that have come in, we have people, Alex, that can't get to their homes, that live, my friends that live in Minneapolis, they can't get, you talk about now, my one friend, he's not even going to the doctor and he needed to go to Abbott Hospital.
Listen, I've seen footage now. I haven't trying to go home. And if you're driving an SUV, all these old white women mainly surround you with a few dudes and they go, yeah. Prove you're not ICE, and they go, "I live right here," or I'm a plumber, and they go, "Open the car up," and they have to open it up, and they still bitch at him because they're a white guy. I mean, right. I wouldn't put up with that. Minnesotans are so nice, but I think the niceness of Minnesotans, kind of like Canadians, has almost enabled this. I mean, I would like if a mob stopped me and said, "Prove you're not ICE," and it sort of tried to lay hands on me. I'm just man.
Right. Well, it's not just white. They did it the other day. This black guy, he had to pick his daughter up at some event and they stopped him. He got out of his car and said, get out of my way. You know, I mean, you have to put in laws with these protesters. Other states you go to and they have laws. Hey, if you have too big of a protest, get a permit, have it over here. You don't have it in roads. Roads. You make it, you know, when I'm governor, I'll tell you what, you want to protest, that's fine. But you do it here. You don't impede people from moving forward, whether it's on a sidewalk or whether it's in the middle of the road.
You have a right to be heard in front of the Capitol or wherever. You don't have a right to take over towns and cities and businesses.
And stop people from getting from point A to point B, whether that's a sidewalk. And you know what? They might be in fear, but they better be able to walk through. And they better be able to drive through. And this is what's happening. And that's what our governor has let this go on for ever since he's been in office. Let's just block, go ahead and block off whole highways. I mean, this is unreal.
Well, let's talk about how crazy they are. We saw this a lot the last week. They just block off a highway and start beating people's cars.
Like, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry you put all these protesters in jail. You remember, you go back to, I said this on, we were doing a governor debate last night, and they said, you got to make the city safe again. They were asking me what I would do in the long term. I said, you know, I have a good friend of mine who works for Lindell TV now with me, Rudy Giuliani. What he did in New York, some of the things he did there to make it the safest city at that time in the country is, you know, he put the police precinct right in the middle of Times Square. But things like this you wouldn't even think of. He made, panhandling beggars and people out there that want to wipe your windows. He made it illegal because there was 200 of them around New York, and it slowed everybody almost 40%. It slowed all of New York getting from point A to point B. But you made that illegal. Well, then you didn't have people selling drugs.
Yeah, it's like its own red lights. System, but let's just be clear while we're talking about this. They are literally, imagine you just, the left does it all over Europe. They do it here too. They just run out on the highway and start beating people's cars randomly. If you're pissed off at somebody, folks, go confront them yourself. Why do they randomly just attack families?
Yeah. It's disgusting, and I'm telling you, you got to do a sweep and arrest these protesters, and you got to arrest them.
Because they're rioters.
They're not protesters. You're right. They're rioters. You can't commit a crime protesting. Protest all you want. You know, that's your right, but you don't have a right to commit a crime protesting. And I just seen a thing, Alex. They had a whole thing of all these criminals, that ICE has gotten out of here from Minneapolis and from Minnesota so far. These are who they're protecting. I had it just the other day right out in front of my pillow. They grabbed, I think he was some rapist guy or something. It was a felony crime he committed. 5 ICE cars to haul him away. I got here at 6:45 in the morning, and there's already protesters there calling my employees racist and stuff. I think I told you this the other day. And how did they get there that fast? You guys, this is very coordinated. It's very orchestrated. They're bringing people in, professional protesters and antagonizers from out of state, piling into Minnesota. We need President Trump now. Come and help us. We need help.
Why do you think he's being, if I get the clip ready, it's a short clip. It's only 30 seconds long. POTUS on the Insurrection Act. If I need it, I'll use it. It's very powerful. Well, I mean, you have a lawless mayor and governor who his wife said, I love burning down the city in 2020. I love the smell of burning tires. They're doing it on purpose. You're letting the ICE facility get attacked. Just exercise the damn power. Here it is.
What's the trigger for the Insurrection Act in Minnesota? What are you waiting for?
Well, the Insurrection Act, which has been used by 48% of the presidents as of this moment, the Insurrection Act also, if you look at it, I believe it was Bush, the Elder Bush, he used it, I think, 28 times. It's been used a lot. And if I needed it, I'd use it. I don't think there's any reason right now to use it. But if I needed it, I'd use it. It's very powerful.
Okay, well, in all fairness, has he seen the bricks bouncing off ICE heads? Has he seen their cars smashed every night? The fences torn down? Has he seen them bringing kids to the demonstrations where they attack? Has he seen the FBI vehicles ransacked and the names of all the agents seized? You're there. I've talked to reporters that are there. They say it is bedlam. They assault the reporters we've got out there. Our reporter, Nick Sordor, hosts a Sunday show here. They've chased him, bashed out his windows repeatedly. They attack people in hotels. I mean, this is lawlessness. I think Trump needs to do it.
Yeah, and I do too. And they, you know, I think that the hope is that it will die down, but you can't, it's not gonna, when you have the mayor going, keep going, bring more. I mean, basically saying to the, and if you don't have our own leaders here saying, hey, everybody, you're doing illegal things, you know, your protest is great, but you know what? You're committing crimes and start arresting these people. I don't think it, how does it end? Alex, how does it end unless the president gets involved? And I think, if you wait, remember in 2020, the Waltz did the same thing. By the time they made a move, which by the way, I think our president called him to say, hey, you need to do this. And then he finally did it, I think a day or two later, but by then.
Yeah, the National Guard stand down.
Yeah, it was, yeah, our city was burned to the ground. People's lives were burned. And a lot of the stuff that happened in 2020, these weren't local people. Most of them came in here for, and destroyed our city, looted our
Busted from all over. But I want to be clear here. It's in the Podesta plan. It's in the Democrat plan, the Soros stuff. Folks, they want to trigger something. They want people to get hurt. They're bringing little kids out that are getting hit with the tear gas when they attack people. They're wanting a George Floyd. That's why you say, oh, they're a joke. Okay, they're attacking some ICE, whatever. It's they're trying to get a giant explosion. That's why I'm saying Trump should nip this in the bud because the intent is civil war.
Yeah, because also, Alex, remember, these this is also the best deflection. If they can have something more happen and keep this going, deflection from the biggest crime and fraud this country, maybe the world has ever seen. And Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, Fry in Minneapolis, there's a lot of guilty people there. So, you know, all of a sudden he says, well, I'm not running for governor. He might step down. I don't know. But they want, hey, deflect, deflect, deflect. Keep talking about this. Nothing over here. This is, you know, they would love nothing better than to keep this going so that they don't, that they're, you know, to delay what is going to be inevitable, that it's all going to be found out who is behind all this fraud.
100% this is a distraction now from the $24 billion stolen. They are totally desperate, and that's why they're so incredibly dangerous. Let's talk about, before Nick Sorter joins us from Minnesota, again, the epicenter of this. And by the way, I'd only driven through Minnesota once when I was like 8 or 9. My parents would do different trips a couple times a year, different parts of the country, visited basically all the lower 48, CONUS. But that beautiful state, love Wisconsin too. But I went to work in 1997 for the GCN Radio Network that was based in Minneapolis, right between Minneapolis and St. Paul, right there on the big river was their offices. And I went pheasant hunting and catching walleye, northern and all that, and went up to Ely and, you know, Duluth and everything. I love Minnesota. But even then the Somalis were all over the place, you know, acting weird and wouldn't talk to us. But I know how great people are in Minnesota. And, you know, this is just scary to see what's happened there. And it is because the people are so nice. I mean, it is like a joke how nice real Minnesotans are.
Yeah,
all those northern Europeans that settled it, and now see what's happened to it. So let's look at this photo of you, though. This is you 17 years ago, successful business guy, businesses, bars, you name it, but on drugs. You got off of it. You transformed. You can just see the difference, you know, in the spirit there. I want to spend a few minutes on this. And also, you're under attack. You got great Made in America products. You support our broadcast. It's a win-win. Also, I want to do a plug here for mypillow.com/Alex.
Yeah, you guys, this is my 17 year anniversary from quitting crack cocaine and everything, every other addiction you can imagine. By the grace of God, God freed me of the desire. The next morning, I prayed for that, and the desire was gone. And
Let's talk about that. What came upon you? What was it like?
The feeling come waking up? It was like the biggest weight being lifted off me you could ever imagine. That wasn't the day I was. It felt like I'm saved. I'm a, you know, the guy, you know, it was so powerful, but I didn't become a born again Christian until, August 18th, 2017. I even said, well, God, show me more. Cause Alex, I always use the mathematics to prove God exists, going, if this is this is a one in a million, this is a one in a billion, or this is impossible. When you add them together and consider it a miracle, that was me. I kept saying, show me more. But that was all God. That
just
day,
briefly, it was like the story years ago, but just briefly, when God lifted the curse of addiction, were you praying for it or what happened?
I had prayed for it. I said, God, I never want to have the desire again. And it was gone. It was like the biggest burden lifted off of me that you could ever imagine. It was like a freedom that I never felt before. It was like, wow, I can get through anything now. And I have, you know, I mean, it's been amazing. With God, all things are possible. I can't tell people how powerful that feeling is. And I actually went to that. If you go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, I've got it set up for other addicts can get that same thing.
General trying to shut it down right now.
He's trying to shut that down, the Lindale Recovery Network. Just today, he served me papers. Alex, I got to go to a deposition before him in February. I mean, they're not letting up on me. It's my Christian Recovery Network, and you're attacking me, and you got all this going on in Minneapolis. And
you're
what
not
are you
this to Molly's. You're not getting government funds. You're paying for it yourself.
Yep, right. Yeah, it's disgusting. And I'll tell you, everybody, and this is a free platform. I finance it all. I mean, it could help out there. You guys, LindaRecoveryNetwork.org.
That's because they're the fake charity people. They hate the real thing. You know, the counterfeit always seeks, the body snatcher always seeks to kill what it's copying. You know that, right?
Right on. Absolutely. And you know, here you're going to find what I call hope matches, people that out there, people that want, they want hope and get off addiction. They want to see that other people made it through. You'll see thousands of people there. I spent millions of dollars putting that website and that platform together. And the same way that I found Jesus born again, that's on, that whole program's on there too. That's free. I mean, but right now, Keith Ellison attacking that. I need help there too. If you guys want to donate there, you can sure help out. But I'll tell you, when being freed of that addiction, Alex, and there, I've lived the American dream on steroids, to go from an ex-crack addict to building one of the biggest companies, MyPillow, so gratifying.
The number That's one Walmart product in history. The number one
in
Walmart.
History. Number one $60 Walmart product in the history of Walmart, of all products. And that's all box stores. We've sold over 85 million MyPillows, but more important, having thousands and thousands of MyPillow employees.
And you put it all on the line for America to be vindicated. So let's do a pluck right now. Yeah. You got huge sales going. That funds you, funds me, funds your crew. If people go back, folks fighting for them, you're nuts. Buy America right now, MyPillow.com/Alex, or the promo code Alex. There's a toll-free number. Mike, tell us about the sales right now.
And free shipping on your entire order. This is the first time we've ever done this. The mattress toppers, the mattresses we make, the mattress pads, you guys, 100% made in the USA. The queen size has over 10,000 comfort supports. We built them for you to get great sleep. They're on sale as low as $99.98 with that promo code Alex, you guys. You cannot beat this in history. And we're paying for the shipping. Shipping's expensive. It's going to come right to your front door. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get the best sleep, 10-year warranty, 6-month money-back guarantee. You guys, it'll change your life. Either the mattress topper, and then all the other things we have on sale. I told you about it yesterday, our new drink it's the best energy drink, no caffeine, no sugar in history, but we got the crosses. You guys, these crosses where we got the women's in now, made in the USA, you're going to save $80 a cross, and we couldn't keep this in stock. It was one of my most requested product. And you guys
just told us last time you were on, you looked us up. They sent Thomas Jefferson during the Revolutionary War for 2 years to France with a ship full of little American flags. He had to go to parties with rich French people and sell them for 5,000 times markup or whatever. You'd get a flag, you know, but they got it as a memento to literally pay for cannonballs back in America. With you, it's on a 5,000% markup. You're making like 30-40% maybe.
Right.
Yeah, so the point is, but these are cannonballs, plus you get great products. When they buy from you, they are funding the Revolutionary War to save America.
Absolutely. We don't remember, everybody, the box stores canceled MyPillow. Those savings we passed on to you. And you're helping this great podcast, Alex. You're helping Alex. You're helping my employees. You're helping me continue on and go for governor when I can get my pillow secure over here. And you're getting best products.
Go back to Thomas Jefferson, sent on a ship full of American flags as mementos. It wasn't a scam against the French. They get to meet with this great guy. He says, I need your help. They give it 5,000 times what it's worth. They get it. It was a point is they can hang that and know they did it. This isn't 5,000 markup. It's like 30% markup. You're getting great products. It takes money to win wars, people, and these are great products.
Absolutely. And you guys, you can call 800-675-4614. This ties right into the show here. They'll know that Alex sent you. They'll know that I sent you. They're downstairs. Their moms and dads are working. They make a small commission off, but they love to talk to you. That's their jobs. You're going to get someone that speaks English, that works here, at MyPillow. The last year and a half, they've shot like a ship being shot full of holes, but they're still standing. I've said it before. That's why, and I'm going to stand for the people of Minnesota. But right now, you guys supporting them, I want to have peace of mind that they're taken care of.
Well, that's what's beautiful, though, is the people are standing with you. They're standing with me. This is a fight. Most revolutionaries rob banks to fund themselves. You sell pillows. Right, that's those right. Mike, we love you. Great job 17 years later. We wouldn't be where we are right now without you exposing election fraud. You were totally vindicated. We salute you. MyPillow.com/Alex to support what they're doing and us a little bit. Promo code Alex. Call 800-675-4614 as well. Mike's going to be answering the phones. Mike, we love you. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. He's amazing. He's the next governor of Minnesota. All right, coming up, Nick Sordor. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
To AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
It's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, if I know anything, I know how to smell victory. In the last few weeks with Nick Sordor and Nick Shirley, it just further illustrates the death of the corporate media and how real citizen journalists skin in the game on the streets, doing real investigations, changes everything. Nick Sordor is on Fox with Laura Ingraham, you know, great lady. And he's like, yeah, I was just on the phone with the AG. Here's the guy. Here's his name. Here's the guy that, you know, took the guns when they broke into the FBI vehicle. And you can see her go like, wow, whoa. Because normally that'd be Pam Bondi giving them all these solutions. But the point is they're going directly to the people. The independent media already has much bigger audiences than all the legacy media. And we're not in competition with them. It's about the fact that that understanding is bigger than Fox or CNN or the New York Times or Nick Sordor or Joe Rogan or Alex Jones. It's the de-evolution back to the people. And to watch Nick Shirley, weeks ago I said, watch, the day it broke, I said, you're going to see thousands of citizen journalists in California and Texas and everywhere else going and showing the exact same fraud. Now I can't even watch it. I see videos, hundreds, 300,000, 200,000, 100,000, 1 million, 5 million views going and showing all the fake preschools, all the fake hospices, all the fake in-home medical things, all of it, all of it. And it's just like they can't stand against us. As I've said for decades, if citizen journalists go out and expose this stuff, and if we got platforms like X that won't censor it, it's game over. We're going to Nick Sordor right now. But there's so many stories here. And then Nick, his vehicle being attacked, smashed out there. They're smashing through the ICE facility. They bring babies hoping they get hit with gas. As human shields, they get hit. And then they go on the news and AP and ABC doesn't say, why did you bring a baby in a baby stroller when you were going to attack a federal facility? Imagine robbing a bank. You can say Bonnie and Clyde were bad, but they didn't bring babies to bank robberies. It is the lowest form of whale shit. So there's so many facets to this, so many angles. Will Trump declare the insurrection? Because you've got the mayor saying, oh, ICE is illegal. Oh, yeah, we can arrest them. Oh, we'll confront them. You have all these Democrat leaders saying, oh, get guns, kill them. I'm just worried they're about to pull a false flag and mow down a bunch of these protesters and blame ICE. That's why I think Trump needs to clamp down. But he says, I don't need to yet. I heard from sources he said get it ready for next week. But now he's like, well, maybe it's not needed. I'm going to give Nick Sordor the floor here. Very gracious and as busy as he is. Hosts a very popular Sunday show. What is it? 1 p.m. Central on InfoWars. And so, Nick, back to you years ago interview with a railway spill. No one was there but you. You know, you're back to that again. It's so exciting. So many angles here. So much danger as well. Go where you want here. I'm trying to, because you know, you've been on fire lately. I want to give you the floor. Go ahead and rant. Just go wherever you want. Go ahead, Nick Sordor.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of what you said, Alex, there is 100% true, and it's spot on. The one of the most appalling aspects about this that I'm glad you pointed out was the whole baby at the riot thing, you know, because of, they carry their babies into the riot knowing that they're going to be clashing with federal forces and pretty much sacrificing their baby so that they can say, oh my goodness, they're tear gassing babies. And they did it again with six children at the riot that started after three illegals attacked an ICE agent and he had to shoot one of them in the leg, right? They drove their car up to the police line where, you know, they're obviously going to get spooked by a speeding vehicle toward them while they're trying to cordon off the road. And they had all the windows down and tear gas was shot at the vehicle as it was just 10 feet from the line with a bunch of children in it. Why would you do that to your children? Like, that's child abuse. It's child abuse. And these people should be arrested, but that's the vehicle that I'm referring to right there. That black GMC Yukon. And I was right there when it happened. I watched the entire thing happen.
Describe what you saw. This is key, and this is key first person witness.
Yeah, so that's what I was just describing. It's like they drove quickly up to the line, up to the police line. We had DHS that were trying to hold back rioters. That vehicle shouldn't have even been able to drive down the road, but they forced their way down the road, and now they're going to play victim. And that's what they all do. And I'm sure they'll get one of those race baiting attorneys out there that'll hire or sue DHS.
Exactly, this is a disgusting payday. And I've seen footage of the small children while they're tearing down fences in the middle of the night. They bring little kids and other women you talked about. They bring little kids saying, "Well, I don't want them to see fascism." This is so evil.
Yeah, it's definitely so evil, Alex. And I've been here for almost 3 weeks now in this frozen liberal hell, I guess is what we're going to call it out here. And obviously, Tim Walz is loving every second of this because it distracts from his fraud out there. He did this statewide address the other day calling for people to go head-to-head with ICE agents in the street. And then what happened a half hour later? They're chased with a shovel by three illegals. That's when that shooting happened the last time, literally a half hour later. And so they're getting what they want here. I do believe that this is an insurrection. And I believe that at some point the president is going to have to do something about it because it's more than just riots and unrest. They're taking resources away from ICE and DHS and Border Patrol, people that and assets that should be used to deport these violent criminals. Instead, they're being forced to protect their facility and protect each other on the streets, right? So the amount of manpower you have out here versus the amount of successful deportations is alarming because they're being prevented from doing their jobs. That's part of it. That's part of the game plan of the left out here. And then also, when you get to the point where these people had 2 hours with this FBI, with these FBI vehicles out there, 2 hours to loot. And that's how they were able to
get the... And by the way, how did they know what to hit?
Because all they did was, this was right near the scene of that ICE.
So they looked at the license plates.
They're undercover vehicles, but if you just look inside and you see they'll see a radio or something and they'll be like, oh, that must be a law enforcement vehicle. And so they'll start destroying it. Now there were a couple of vehicles there that were destroyed that weren't.
I was about to say, we see plenty of videos of you'll have a plumber in a SUV and they attack them. And they have to prove they're not ICE.
Yep.
Well, and the Karens will say, "Why are you driving an SUV?"
Right. Well, when I had my run-in the other day with these rioters, when they blocked my vehicle and the police wouldn't respond, and they started throwing those frozen water bottles, which are essentially bricks, through the windows, they were I went back and I had to return the vehicle because it was a rental car. I returned it to Enterprise, and they told me that they've had multiple, just that day, innocent civilians in their rental cars attacked because they were accused of being ICE on the street. So it wasn't just me that this happened to. They had it happen multiple times, and then I have pictures that somebody sent me yesterday. I haven't posted them yet, of vehicles at a hotel that weren't ICE, again, and pretty much all the vehicles in the parking lot ended up with slashed.
Well, let's elaborate on that. So you bring back your attack car with the windows all knocked out and spray paint all over it, and they say, oh, this is happening to other people today. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. So it's happening multiple times a day to innocent people all across the area.
And that's just one company you went and talked to.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't talk to any of the other ones. It was just Enterprise who's having that problem. And it's getting to the point where they're going to end up running out of vehicles. You can't even, I tried to look for, to swap out my current rental car again. And I was like, they don't even have any vehicles for me right now because of the fact that.
Well,
so many
I'm sure you noticed, you may have missed it. They have fake right wingers that are really leftist claiming you staged all of this, even though it's total carnage. People are being attacked everywhere. No. The left's not attacking anybody, Nick. You staged the attack. No one attacked you.
Yeah, I mean that's a new one. Hearing that I staged that's pretty good. I have a real talent if that's the case because that went on with a lot of people for quite a long time. I was trapped there for 20 minutes.
No, I know that's what they do. The transgenders were going to kill Charlie Kirk tomorrow. Okay, we killed him, but they didn't do it. It's the same story. Right. So let me ask you this: look, I don't have a fetish about troops. I don't want troops on the streets. But it's not martial law, the Insurrection Act. They're going to stage a false flag. They're keeping escalating. Trump, the mayor and the governor have hyped this. He needs to nip it in the bud nationwide and show he'll do it. I think he needs to go in and shut this down. Because these aren't demonstrations. You'll hear, protesters clash with ICE. No, they go attack them. So I think Trump, I agree with Elon Musk, he needs to shut this down. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, an example needs to be made out of this place. If these people are allowed to win, they will do this in countless other cities all across the country, right? They'll see this as a proof of concept. And so this is really a battle for the future of the deportation plan, right? If we withdraw here, if Trump backs down to these rioters,
we can't retreat.
That is a
we can't
green
retreat
light for them to do this everywhere.
Sorry, I was interrupting. We can't retreat here.
Exactly. And troops on the street, yeah, it sounds big and scary and stuff, but really their entire goal is to just protect federal agents that are doing their jobs. Nobody is expecting Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and use troops to go door to door deporting people. We're expecting law and order here.
Oh, by the way, I know you saw Tim Walz's speech 2 days ago. He goes, they're going, I can't do his little tampon voice, but he's like, they're going door to door saying, where are the brown people? Total lie.
Yeah.
No, these cities and states won't give us the illegals when they're even in jail for crimes. They have a duty to do this under the law. You made this happen. You knew it was happening. It's in the Podesta plan. They bet on this, but I don't see it going their way. So what do you expect them to do now that it's, or A, do you agree it's blowing up in their face? And then B, what do they do?
Well, I don't know if it's really blowing up in their face really right now at all, because we're not seeing enough pushback from the administration in my opinion. You know, I think it'll come. It's a matter of time. I think Trump has a pretty good handle on things. I trust his judgment. But I'm speaking from talking undercover to people on the ground out here about how they're feeling. So I'm just relaying that information back. They don't believe that they are losing out here by any means. I would say the rioters on the ground believe that they are winning, that this is a battle that they're winning and that they're going to potentially win the war here. And that shouldn't be allowed to happen. We have the power. We have the ability.
So let me ask you this. You've been there 3 weeks. I mean, you give me a graph here. So let's say 3 weeks ago, versus now. So this is, week one, week three. I mean, it looks like it's escalating about like that, right? Like, is it going straight up? Or, I mean, how bad is the escalation here?
Well, I mean, you look at what we saw on Wednesday night, or into Thursday morning, how brazen these people were, how violent they were on. I mean, that is when, on Wednesday night is when I feared for my life probably the most since I've been out here, because I was alone. Police weren't responding to anything. I had a camera, and I was filming literal Latin Kings gang members breaking into FBI vehicles and stealing not just rifles, but select fire rifles, automatic rifles, machine guns out of FBI vehicles. And I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen them get away with that. I mean, besides like 20, it's a 2020 level type stuff. And this is really the first time that I've seen 2020 level, like summer of love type stuff going on out here.
Yeah, there's a wrongness of FBI vehicles. They're getting weapons. They're getting everything. And the police stood there and watched it happen. You were there.
Yeah, you know, they were a block away. We flagged them down, told them it was happening. They didn't move in until after the weapons were already out of the vehicle. They waited. I sat there and filmed the Latin Kings guy put the rifle in his vehicle. And I told Minneapolis police, as he was still there, I said, he's right there. Here's the video. Here's the license plate. Here's the guy. Go get him. And they didn't do it. They let him go with an automatic rifle that he stole from the FBI. I mean, it's pathetic. Nobody respects local police out here. Nobody respects the Minneapolis police because they know that nothing is going to be done.
Well,
they
let me say this. I mean, let's talk about the arrogance of the people breaking into cars, breaking into lockboxes, gun lockers, getting secret documents, guns, and they're handing them out on camera, not even worried. That shows a real level of chutzpah, a real level of bravado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And these people should be arrested for that. I mean, it was a guy, last name's Mercado. I don't remember. He's a streamer that's out here, a leftist streamer, calls himself a journalist. But in reality, he's a leftist militant that's got mental problems. And he was sitting there on his stream, took the documents that were in that vehicle and started reading off the names of FBI agents and addresses and their strategic plans, like confidential, potentially confidential information that was within their called CUIs. And that's, he was doxing agents and nothing. He hasn't been arrested for that. I mean, he committed several felonies that night. He committed several felonies. He's actually the same guy that incited the attack on my vehicle out there at the ICE facility. So, I mean, that's who we need to see.
Wow. Well, yeah, I remember
arrested.
The name was similar routes. So it was the same guy.
Absolutely. It was the same guy. And that would be an example made right there by the DOJ. And I'll be talking to Pam Bondi more about that, hopefully today. And because these people need to be, they know that they are immune from state prosecution because Tim Walz isn't going to let any of these people go to jail, right? The only people that are allowed to go to jail here, on the state level are, cops that happen to be arresting someone that's overdosing on fentanyl in the middle of the street, like Derek Chauvin. But they're not immune from federal prosecution. And so that needs to be taken very seriously. And the jury pool here, keep in mind, this is a lot different. The federal district is the entire state of Minnesota. So if federal charges are pressed, then you're taking a jury pool from all over the state, and most of Minnesota, besides the Twin Cities, it's bright red. So, you know, you can get convictions here federally.
Well, you just said it. They're like desperate. This. Their party's over. They've been caught in massive fraud. They don't know what to do. And then I'm going to just tell the feds this. Most of you are just politicos. You just follow orders and you're compartmentalized. But the communists, when they take over, nobody's immune. It's going to be raping, robbing, looting everywhere. This is the globalist leftist plan. This is what they want. So what do you make of all the other citizen journalists that are hitting the street and just how exciting this is?
Oh, it's fantastic. Like I was telling Laura Ingram last night or the night before. I'm losing track of days. I've been here so long.
I get it.
I guess it was last night.
No, I think you've been on two nights in a row. But sorry, get back to it.
Yeah, the only reason that we caught this guy stealing the FBI rifle was because citizen journalists were there taking video. That I was able to take a video of his face. Because the mainstream media, the reason they use the term, quote unquote, mostly peaceful, is because they're there while it's mostly peaceful, quote unquote, and then as soon as it gets a tad bit dicey, then they run away. Right? And then that's my job, to go in after them and not let them lie about it. Not let them cover up this story about, you know, police cars being smashed and looted and rifles being stolen by gang members on the street while Minneapolis police do nothing but watch at Tim Walz and Mayor Fry's orders. And there are more and more of us on the streets, which is fantastic. I freaking love it. It's dangerous, but it's rewarding, and stuff comes out of it. You know, it's
absolutely. So let's play this clip of you with Ingram last night, and she's like, whoa, you just talked to the Attorney General. I love the fact, nothing against Fox, the DOJ goes, go right to the people. You're already having way bigger views than Fox. It's not about competition. It's about Trump needs to focus on raw journalists on the ground, his own interviews. You know, people want the straight interaction. They want a reporter showing a footage. They want Trump on Joe Rogan or on, you know, Elon. That's the old media does not exist, folks. And it's illustrated again by you. Here's a clip from Laura Ingram last night.
I know you just talked to a high place source at DOJ. Tell us more.
Yes, so he wasn't arrested last night. He could have been, but the Minneapolis police didn't bother chasing the vehicle that had just stolen a high-powered rifle out of an FBI car. So that stole it out of one of these weapons lockers that was in the back. But what I can confirm now is that Raul Gutierrez, age 33, that you see in the video that I posted last night, stealing a firearm from an FBI vehicle, has been arrested by the ATF and the DOJ. They executed an arrest warrant today, and he's a known member of the Latin Kings gang. I just got all this information just before I came on air.
By the way, they put a head out on Trump and ICE 3 months ago.
Of course, he should have been in prison already, But in Tim Walz, Minnesota, like, they don't arrest anybody here. So it's not surprising that he was able to go out and beat this gun safe to a pulp and pull this automatic firearm out of it and run away with it. And, you know, hell, if it wasn't for, honestly, a lot of us independent journalists on the ground that were able to get a video of this, nobody would have seen it happen.
Wouldn't know about
it. They were able to find this guy based on a video from independent journalists, the one that we posted last night. I mean, it's crazy that it has to be us doing this.
So, incredible. Nick, did you talk to DOJ to get his name?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's I've been in contact with Attorney General Pam Bondi throughout the day today. We've talked to him several
we'll
times.
We'll take that as a
confirmation. There's a lot more material that I haven't posted. Yeah. And so they've been, there's a lot of FBI stuff going on the ground right now that I can't talk about, but there's more coming.
So bigger than that, bigger than everything else is the fact that being in place on the field is everything. Yep. So we're already reached this 20 million, 30 million, 100 million a week. The fact is now he's there. He's the source. They're the source. It's all about occupying. It's about showing up in life. And this is so beautiful. The corporate media is dead. The system's dead. This shows it, and as you inspire, I predict you're inspiring people just like Nick Shirley right now. As you do that, Nick Sordor, you can feel the ground moving under us right now.
Yeah, yeah, you're 100% spot on that, Alex. And you see all these stories from all these different states all around the country right now of people just, you know, taking their own initiative and jumping to, you know, Columbus, Ohio. I grew up not terribly far from Columbus, Ohio. And now I'm like, and I didn't know about any of this stuff that was going on there. This was all uncovered by citizen journalists, people on X, just going out there and exposing more Somali fraud going on out there. You know, now you hear every day a new story about fraud. Fraud here, fraud here, fraud here, fraud here. And it's not erroneous. You're like, what the hell is the government even doing? How do they not know about this stuff? Why is it up to us to find out? But we're holding their feet to the fire, and there are so many citizen journalists now that it is hard for them to cover everything up. They just can't because there's too many stories coming out too quickly.
Well, I mean, that's it, though. My main message, I want to get your view on it, is we're seeing the power of the people. The left gets their talking points. They put out lies. They bring babies to violent demonstrations. We don't do that. If we just go out and just aim cameras, it's game over because they're the bad guys. All we have to do is point a camera at them. They're the bad guys. We just got to shine a light on the cockroaches.
But that's why they terrorize us, like terrorize people like me when I go out to these riots that are happening outside of the Minneapolis ICE facility. That's why I have to go in disguise. That's why I have to hide myself, because they will attack me. They try to scare us away because they don't want us filming from the inside. Because when we film from the inside, we expose them. We show America, regular Joes that are at home, at work, what's actually happening and who the bad guys are. It's so obvious. It doesn't take much. You don't have to be a trained professional to go in there. Just go in there with an iPhone and film them for a little while. And it's obvious to everybody who the actual aggressors are.
Nick, what your show, Sundays at 1 or is it noon?
1 o'clock Central Time. And you know, it's funny, Alex, I forget sometimes too because I'm on the road doing that show most of the time. I'm usually, you know, in different time zones. So it's 1 p.m. Central Time. And
I love this week you're on the road. That's beautiful. We love that. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in my car at this ICE thing. Like, well, we love it, brother. Thank you.
Everything I do is in real time, man. But, yeah, InfoWars Sunday Briefing with me. I host it every weekend, 1 p.m. Central Time, guys.
And how do people follow you?
Typically, I mostly post on X. It's at Nick Sordor, NickSortor. And honestly, Alex, I want to say this too. Most of what I do would not be happening if Elon Musk did not buy X. There's no way. I would have been banned immediately, right after East Palestine, Ohio, at Twitter 1.0. So shout out to Elon for that one.
All right. I got to go, but yeah, big stuff coming. All right. Nick, we love you, brother. Be safe.
Thank you, man. Take care.
That guy's got a target on his ass. Pray for him. This is the Info War, and we're winning. And you've been backing it, folks. Great job, Nick Sordor. All right. Enrique Tarrio, Joe Biggs, former political prisoner, straight ahead.
RFK
JFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it. The health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Airport police for 31 years. 24 of those years I worked in narcotics at MSP Airport. And my recollection was from about 2015-16 to 2021 when I retired, I would get emails from our dispatch, saying, like two male Somali descent individuals. They would give us their names. They claimed the cash, that they had a large amount of cash at the checkpoints. We'd get all this information in an email. And it would, I believe they would send it right away. So TSA would contact our dispatch telling us this. Then our dispatch would relay the info via email to us.
And how much was the money?
The money, the smallest amount in a suitcase that I heard was like $750,000. But generally, it was anywhere from $1 million to $6 million in a suitcase. And there usually was, there, as far as I can remember, there was always two individuals traveling. So you would have maybe one guy with $2.2 million and another guy with $3 million. And
at airports, you're able to take $10,000 without declaring it. How are these guys able to take millions of dollars?
Because as far as I know, as long as they declared it, they were fine. So then TSA would contact HSI and Customs, and I'm sure they got the information. We got the information. My administration knew about it, and I trust that they sent that on to higher state officials on this, but nothing was ever done the whole time I was there. I talked to one individual. We were going after narcotic cash leaving the airport. This was always fraud. We had no nexus to that this cash was related to narcotics. So our hands were kind of tied. We couldn't do a whole lot.
How do you suspect these Somalians had millions of dollars to move in an airport?
We would rack our heads all the time, like, where are they getting this? Where in the world are they getting this money? And I had heard about these daycares and whatnot, but I mean, I thought at the time, okay, maybe they had 10 daycares, but apparently they have a lot more than that. We were all just racking our heads trying to figure this out.
So you openly saw just millions of dollars get moved through these airports.
I saw one time, I saw an open suitcase with the cash because we were looking into seeing if it was narcotics related, which it was not.
How much money do you think moved through the airport in your time?
Millions, literally millions and millions. I mean, we're talking for a good 5-6 years, you're talking, I don't know, 5 to 6 million a week. It would happen twice a week. You would get twice a week where there would be somebody flying, two people flying out with $1 to $2 to $3 to $4 or $5 million twice a week, every week, without fail.
And where were those people traveling to?
So this is the word I got, that they would fly to Atlanta, take a flight from Atlanta to Dubai, and then apparently what I had heard was it was too busy to, or too dangerous to go any further with it, so they'd wire the money to Somalia. Whether they scraped a whole bunch off the top and did that, I don't know.
Wow, so they'd take the money from Minnesota, take it to Atlanta, and then take it to Dubai, and then from Dubai they then wire the money.
Correct. I don't know that for sure, but that's what I was told by other investigators.
So all the taxpayers' dollars were getting funneled through the airports and then taken to Dubai to be sent to Somalia.
Yes. Yes. It appears that's how it all went down, yes.
I can't say sun and my Leo is moon.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th. 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Good times, moonlight raising from the grave. String band playing war hat. Honky tonk's pretty young thing going dancing in the rain. High heel lady spitting at the Nicky Jacks. Businessman with a needle and a spoon. Coyote chewing on a cigarette. Pack of young boys going howling at the moon. Sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Lesson my sense catches up with me.
I'm gonna give my enemies a little secret here today. They've offered me all the money, all their stupid power, everything, and I never sold out to them because it was never even attempting because my soul feels good being the rebel. And I get to meet the best people along the way in this fight. Because the journey is a destination. And I also, in my own lifetime, get to see humanity turn the tide. Most revolutionaries for humanity never get to see in their lifetime, but they know it's right. They do it. But God knows we're spoiled brats today. We're a shadow of our former ancestors in many ways, let's be honest. So God knows we're babies. He gives us instant gratifications. We get some pain along the way, but we get gratification real quick. So I get to meet the best people in the world in this fight. And I get to find out who's who. And we got Joe Biggs, who used to work at InfoWars and decorated Army veteran, and Enrique Tarrio, great guy, an entrepreneur, and head of the Proud Boys, political prisoners who wouldn't turn against Trump, wouldn't lie about him. There was no evidence of it. Now, here we are with the communist uprising, and they're bringing children as human shields, and the AP and Reuters just say, oh, God, baby's hit with gas. Oh, God, you brought him in the middle of the night, sub-zero, to attack an ICE facility. It's just so obvious. So I want to get their take on the world today and the Insurrection Act and where they think this is all going and where we think the next shooter drop is. But I'd love to say I was smart and I predicted all this. It's in the damn Podesta plan. That's my biggest frustration is we have the enemy plans. We know how to beat them. So it's a very historic moment we reach right now. I got from sources in the military and the White House that if it keeps escalating, Trump's through the Insurrection Act like Monday. Then he came out later and said, well, things are going good. You know, we don't need it right now. I don't know. ISIS totally surrounded. They're getting ready to false flag. I can tell you, mow down a bunch of these illegals. That's already pre-programmed. I'm not going to second guess the president, but we should have a real urgency here because the big play of the Democrats before Trump even got back in was this plan. That's how I harped on it. So you guys go wherever you want here because I can ask a lot of questions. Enrique Tarrio, Noble One on X, Noble Lead at Substack.com, Joe Biggs, Instagram, Real Rambo Biggs, GiveSendGo.com, Joe Biggs. Great to have you both here with us. I had Enrique on last week, so let's go to Joe. I tried to get him. He wasn't on, so let's go to him first. Joe, what is your big 35,000 foot view about the current state of where we're at right now?
Well, I feel like we're starting to come to a head. I feel like the prophecies of Revelations are starting to come to a head. I feel like, things are about to heat up. You know, you've got all these pieces moving, China looking to move it on Taiwan, U.S. trying to purchase Greenland, and that's also pissing everyone off. They're talking of all these different countries are sending troops to Greenland to stop a U.S. invasion. Trump is befriending people like Lindsey Graham, who's calling for regime change in Iran and trying to make Iran great again. You know, I'm just kind of, I want the Trump that we had this first term. I want us to focus on Americans. And that's just not something we've been doing. We're too focused on everything else. And we can't clean up the world. We can't police the world until we start, you know, fixing our own issues. And we've got a lot of those. And I just wish that he would stop listening to people like Lindsey Graham and to people like Benjamin Netanyahu and focus on the people who voted for him that got him to where he is. Because right now, I would say that the president himself is splitting up the MAGA base more than anything else, more than these new influencers. It's just the fact that he's not sticking to the script that he said he was going to run on, you know? So I think people are frustrated and we've got our hand in too many baskets around the world right now. We're going to get stretched thin. You know, we don't have the manpower or the money to go into some long, drawn out thing again, you know, and it's frustrating.
Well, I agree with you geopolitically. He's making some good moves, some bad moves. But domestically, though, Joe, with the left in Minnesota and openly saying ICE is illegal and you can't arrest people and, I mean, all of that, where do you see that going?
I mean, they definitely need to invoke the Insurrection Act. What's happening in Minnesota right now is just out of control. You know, once again, we're seeing the same stuff happen and unfold that we saw in Seattle years ago. You know, myself, Enrique Tarrio, and the rest of the Proud Boys, and even the Oath Keepers, we've put ourselves in the line of fire in front of these insane people. And, you know, until we treat them like what they are, a domestic terrorist organization that is well-funded, this isn't just some random grassroots, you know, thing that's happening. That's not what grassroots is. I mean, they have millions upon millions of dollars flowing in from Soros and other people, and to pay for this stuff and bailing people out. You know, we've got these weak attorneys and attorney generals and things like that and judges that are just slapping these people on the wrist. Something needs to be done.
When you guys would go out, we're in Seattle and in Portland, they would attack Christians to try to have a barbecue. You guys would show up, be attacked, kick their ass, and then they would call you terrorists to try to put you all in jail. But back then, the DOJ, Trump just stood down and let it happen.
We go out there, put boots on the ground, and what do? We are peaceful. We hold hands, say prayers. We literally seek God's help and advice when we do these things. We're not out there being run by the devil. We're not out there running around trying to, you know, take advantage of a situation. You know, that's the thing about Democrats. They love bodies. They love to find a new body to stand on, to put a pulpit on and preach that they're better than everyone else. They don't care how many people die. As long as the bodies are stacking up, they'll stand right on top of them and keep pushing for violence, keep pushing for hate.
Well, that was my point to Enrique, but you first. They are literally, I saw them a few days ago. A woman's like, I brought my 2-year-old here to see fascism. Well, one of them, well, that's their fault. They're bringing babies and baby strollers to attack ICE facilities. Then they get hit with gas and the news doesn't say why it happened. They just say Border Patrol gases baby. I mean, people should be outraged by that level of insulting our intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, you have no business being out there. There is an actual federal law enforcement operation going on. If you inject yourself into that situation and you get hurt, that's kind of on you. You know, it's mind your own business. Take your kids to school. Go get a job. Do something. But stop sitting out there running around in the streets blocking this. This is what the majority of Americans voted for. Deportations. Let them do their jobs. Stop standing in the way.
No, I agree. But I'm saying what needs to happen to people, Enrique Tarrio, bringing children as human shields. These are serious child endangerment.
I mean, what should happen, we talked about this last week, what should happen is what the president warned about just a couple hours ago, is invoke the Insurrection Act. And I told you last time, like me and Joe have been through all these things. So I think we're able to look a little bit forward. You know, everybody asked us and you asked before when Portland and Seattle were heating up, what was going to happen? I said, look, it's going to get really bad, but I think it's going to calm down. I think the situation is a powder keg. I think what we're seeing here with specifically what you asked, like bringing kids and stuff, is like a propaganda. You know, they're putting their kids in front. And then another piece of propaganda that Julie Kelly had reported on was this woman that got shot, Renee Good. She wasn't even married to the woman. And the media has continued to say, oh, her wife. We don't play those violins anymore here. We don't listen to that anymore. What needs to happen is he needs to invoke the Insurrection Act. If it continues in the path and the government of Minnesota, starting with their governor, doesn't do anything about it, there is no other choice, Alex. There has to be consequences domestically. We're focused on domestic issues. And here we need to start seeing something. And I believe the president means what he says. He didn't mince words when he said, I'm going to invoke the Insurrection Act. I think that is just not even a warning. I think that's going to happen. And I think that you're going to see that happen.
It's a statement of fact.
Yes.
Well, you know, and then the local law enforcement. Local law enforcement has just been so overrun. I mean, they are no longer there for the people. They are there for a political ideology. They are the armed, thugs for these, groups that are on the ground. They sit back and they actually help the rioters attack, federal agents. And by letting them do that, you know, they're no better. You know, he's going to have to bring in federal law enforcement and or the military to quell this because, you know, you see the police in DC, you see the police in Portland and Seattle and, California, all over the place out there, Berkeley. They do nothing. They sit there, stand in the way, aid the rioters, and then step back and take the podium.
Let's be clear. I want you both to respond to this first, Joe Biggs. You know, I'm the big police state, you know, expert guy criticism. You guys are smart about it as well. You're a reporter here. We're not for gun confiscation. We're not for troops training for all the stuff. That was what we opposed. This is the local government standing down. It's the Constitution. The feds come in. This is the federalist system. This is not martial law. This is bringing law and order.
I think the only federal agency that I agree with existing is ICE. You know, FBI has been completely useless. Although, look, I got to tell you, things have gotten worse since Dan Bongino's been out, man. If he would have been in power, you know, he would have fixed everything like he fixed everything for the past 10 months that he's had a job. And obviously I say that sarcastically, but the only agency that seems to be doing anything is ICE. You know, and another group.
And why is that? Because it's newer and they actually follow Trump's orders.
Yeah, that, and because if you look at it constitutionally, you know, the government's just there to protect American citizens from enemies, foreign and domestic.
So it has a more constitutional duty of actual missions.
Yeah, exactly. And look, another group of people that we got to thank is these journalists on the ground, you know, that are brave, stupidly brave in some points, like Nick Sorter, Nick Shirley. A lot of this happened because of the reporting from Nick Shirley and the things that are happening in the healthcare center, in Minnesota. His expose on that has been amazing. And then when you couple that with ICE and all these protests, you know, and it's not, look, these protesters should be arrested, but Trump did this thing, and me and Biggs were big pushers of labeling Antifa domestic terrorist organization, which he did. And I think that we need to start going for the leadership of Antifa.
The
leadership of Antifa is the propaganda artists that we're seeing with Democrats.
Well, you also see top Antifa that are professors. I have clips today saying, my name is such and such, and I'm going to kill ICE. That's not free speech, man. If you or I said that, they'd be SWAT teaming us in an hour.
Yeah. That's a lot worse than the things that they say that me and Big said.
They read an email, any proof. I met with you guys. We were like, what do we do with Antifa attacks? We'll protect women and children. There was no planning. But exactly, they're on TV saying, we're going to kill ICE. Nothing happens.
Yeah, when, no. And
you got to look at, go ahead. I got to say, you got to look at these other federal agencies, though. Look at the training that they have. The training they go through in these other federal agencies is this woke ideology bullcrap where they're teaching the agents to target Christians, Catholics, parents, things like that, whereas ICE is not going through that kind of training. These guys are literally just getting that customs and immigration training, law enforcement training, weapons training, crowd control, things like that. But, you know, the reason the FBI and all these other agencies are so far gone is because they've just been run through this liberal Marxist ideology, and they can't be fair, and they can't go out there without a political ideology in the back of their mind when they're doing their job. So they pick politics over actual law enforcement. So I think that's why ICE is successful right now, is because they haven't done that. They haven't gotten to that point yet, and it's focused on the ground, getting the job done.
A 100% constitutional duty. I mean, I agree with you. So what are the pitfalls? Because you know they want a false flag. It's the last ingredient. They've been saying since Trump got elected, he's going to mow down the illegals. I think that's the last ingredient, Enrique, Joe.
So what ends up happening is it is the last ingredient because it's all propaganda. It's they're pushing it. You're getting members of Congress in the Capitol that are saying that are being insurrectionists. You're getting local governments, right? In Minnesota and other states, you know, let's not just say Minnesota. Minnesota is what's being pointed at. The magnifying glass is on Minnesota right now. This is happening across the country. Right. So there needs to be consequences for those people that are instigating this violence directly. Right. And we're seeing this nonstop. And that's the leadership of Antifa. Those are the people that should be in prison. Those are the people that should be locked up, investigated and done. And I say this again. I wish we had Dan Bongino so something can happen to these people.
That's very sad with Dan's meltdown. So let me ask you this. Bigger picture, both of you war game, how's it going for the global left? How is Trump doing? What do you expect him to pull right now?
Well, I expect something to pop off here soon. You know, while everyone's focused on Minnesota, there's something else happening, you know, and we've seen this build up around the world with ships. We're seeing the Caribbean. We're seeing our warships starting to build up out there. Something's about to pop off. You know, the fact that, we keep losing cell phone service across the nation. It has me worried. I believe that something is going to happen. They're preparing for something, whether it be something that happens overseas, over Greenland, and or some false flag here in the U.S. with Islamic jihadi. but I'm getting that feeling that something's coming up to a head and is building up.
I totally agree. And let me expand that before Enrico hits it. They've sent in German, Denmark troops, all because Trump said this, that we actually have the lease. We have the deal like Guantanamo Bay. That's why Trump's like legally has it. As Marco Rubio said, it's true. And Denmark supposedly turned it loose decades ago, but didn't. The point is, there's major moves, and Trump is geopolitically, financially, he is doing this. This is where he's really a genius, to have us secure into the future. Go ahead.
Well, Greenland is key. We have to have Greenland. If we don't have Greenland, Russia or China is going to get it as well. Once we can control Greenland, we control the whole Western Hemisphere. We have, this is our territory. We need that just for, to have nuclear weapons, to have air bases. I know we already have stuff there in general, you know, that we can use, but we need that piece of land. I mean, that
sure,
is
Europe is saying they'll kick us out of NATO if he does that. Great, kick us out of NATO. All we need is Greenland. We're done.
Yeah, that's all we needed.
I wouldn't play with this guy. I wouldn't play with this guy. This guy, President Trump, snatched Maduro, rightfully so, in the middle of the night with no losses. When this guy says that he's going to invoke the Insurrection Act, and I'm these Antifa on the ground in Minnesota, I'd be afraid. You know, I think recently I've been very, very happy with the administration as far as foreign policy goes, especially in the Western Hemisphere. I said it in the last interview I came on here. I said there is nothing more America first than having American supremacy on the Western Hemisphere. I don't care what happens in the East. I don't care what happens in the dirt. I don't care what happens in the snow in the north by Russia. I don't care what happens there. But I think as far as foreign policy goes, I think I'm very happy with what the administration has done, very happy with what the president has done. And that resolve, you're going to see it. You're going to see it here domestically at least when we're talking about like these uprisings. I think he's tired. I think he's done.
Let's elaborate, but just to be clear why you're right. It's not just like we grabbed Venezuela for no reason. China and Cuba were projecting all the power on record, stealing elections. They go, oh, the drugs don't come from there. It's the command center on record. No one debates that. So
The Reds got to be kicked out. The Reds got to be kicked out of the Western Hemisphere completely. And I'm all for that. The Chinese, the Russians, they all got to be kicked out.
Yeah, like why are we even talking about Reds in our backyard right now?
Yeah.
And let's be clear, we're not Russophobes. At least I'm not. I won't speak for you on it. We shouldn't be in Russia's backyard with hypersonic missiles in Ukraine. That's just reasonable. This is like territorial. We're going back to reality here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, we got to get focused back on the border, too. I feel like, you know, we're so focused on ICE and immigration in the middle of the country and north of the country that we're starting to kind of forget to watch the border as much. And that's why I feel like something is going to happen. I feel like something's going to come through our southern border. You know, we've got all this talk of Mexico, the cartels, and, you know, that's where I think that we should be focused on is the southern border again, because that's not getting the attention it was getting, and I feel like that's kind of our weakest spot at the moment.
I also think that we're focused on it because the left is focused on it, right? It's their propaganda piece. It's their claim to fame. Oh, this woman got shot in the face. Well, she got shot in the face because she tried to run over an ICE agent. So they're using this as like a false flag. So that false flag is coming from the left and their elected officials, and they're getting these people that genuinely believe this thing because they're stupid. And it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, they believe ICE wants to kill a woman. They believe they want that fiasco.
No, I think they want to deport illegals. Oh. And, you know, I think they're doing a great job. But we are focused on it because the left, it's running 24/7. It's nonstop.
Minnesota doesn't get constitutional government. It's their agency. It's their order. It's not their right. They must do it.
Yeah. I mean, every day we step outside, we literally are walking into a PSYOP. Everything is a PSYOP. The commercials you see, the TV shows you see, everything right now is, the Matrix is going crazy. And the only people that are getting through it are the ones who understand it and can put the glasses on and see, you know, and too many people are falling for the PSYOP and focusing on it and just like a horse, you know, with the blinders on. We got to look at these other places because I'm telling you, the reason they're focused so much on that and beating us with it 24/7, 7 days a week, you know, I got a feeling, like I said, something's going to happen. And it's going to happen around the border.
I 100% agree. When I ask you both that, when we come back, let's start with Enrico now.
Exactly. This is a distraction from the Somali fraud, from the Democrats imploding, from all their plans falling apart. Also, they want a false flag, but this is a distraction. What else is a distraction from?
I mean, from everything else that's happening, period. Everything that's happening globally. And it takes our focus away. And I think that's on purpose. It has to be on purpose. And we're seeing it. And look, I agree with you guys. I agree that we do need to focus on the southern border. Because they're pulling the rabbit out of the hat, the switcheroo. Oh, focus here. And I think that we need to be vigilant and we need to keep, pushing on. I think people like Nick Shirley, Nick Sorter need to keep reporting on things that are happening, but we need to shift our focus also.
I agree, but also cyber attack, which is the Verizon and then X, those are probes.
Yes. I think people right now, they need to have Faraday bags. You need to be prepared. People need to gear up right now because I have a feeling that something's going to happen. And if you don't have a way to protect your electronics and when something happens and you're left out there alone, you know, start thinking, start being smart.
Yeah, I can feel the danger. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I can feel it. My skin's crawling. We're right back.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. We have a new product in at TheAlexShowStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexShowStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Say what you want about Friday, January 16, 2026. But America didn't roll over and die easy. And we're far from beaten. In fact, we're winning. But if we think we've won, then we're dead. We've won the big battles. We haven't won the war. Now we have to finish the enemy. I love the analogy of Saving Private Ryan, where he's rolling around with that German soldier in the bombed out building. And he rolls over on top of him with a bayonet and he's about to kill him. And the guy goes, no, be nice. Just be my friend. And he uses that initiative to roll him over and jam that knife in him. Now is not the time to act like that, folks. The left are low IQ idiots at the bottom, satanic people at the top. We know we're on the right track. No surrender, no compromise, nothing. And informationally, it doesn't matter what Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche do. It doesn't matter now. You can see it everywhere. Populism, people power is everything now. So I got a million questions for Joe Biggs and Enrico Tarrio, two American patriots, two former political prisoners vindicated, all the new information coming out. But I'm going to ask you guys, without me asking questions, what do you want to get into? Starting with Joe Biggs, what's front and center for you right now?
Well, you know, I would say the biggest thing right now is we need to invoke the Insurrection Act. I think that's one of the biggest things that needs to happen. We need to restore law and order. I think the country as a whole needs to see this president take control, regain his footing, and establish dominance in a sense. Like, we need to – the American people need to know that –
push these commies, push these Soros people aside.
Yes, and then we need to actually start prosecuting people. And step one of that is getting rid of Pam Bondi. She is worthless. She's useless. She doesn't do anything. We need to get rid of her and Todd Blanche, and we need to get someone in the DOJ who's actually going to do their job and not play politics. Until that happens, you know, we're going to continue to spiral out of control. You know, people around the country are watching what's happening there. And, you know, we usually don't see this kind of stuff happen in the winter like this, but if it's happening in the winter now, it's only going to get worse as it continues to warm up and more people are going to show up. And this is going to get really bad. And you think the summer of love was bad a few years back? I can only imagine how bad it's going to be if he doesn't invoke that Insurrection Act immediately.
You start over because you just stole my thunder. I'm about to ask that as the first question 30 minutes ago. If we're getting this with sub-zero temperatures, Joe Biggs, Rick Dario, what is that signal for the summer? Start over. That, exactly. Like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, like, the fact that there's this many people in the streets now with this kind of winter weather going on, that tells you just how bad it will be as we go into spring, as we go into summer. This is only going to build momentum, and he's got to put his foot down. He needs to invoke that Insurrection Act. We need to get a DOJ that's going to do its job. We need law enforcement who's actually going to do their job. We need the military out there. We need crowd control. These people need to be pushed back. Why are we doing ICE raids in the middle of the day? Why aren't they doing this stuff at nighttime when people don't see it? Like, you're showing up into these cities literally with a billboard saying, we're ICE, we're here. and it's setting everybody up and giving them time to show up and engulf these people and set up a perimeter around them, and then it essentially put these agents' lives in jeopardy.
Well, it's because let's go back to Trump. It shows how real he is. He has quotas. They had 5,000 at first. I think it's probably 20,000. He just ordered quotas, so they got, Joe, it's 24/7. He's.
I mean, I get that, but I mean, we've got to worry about the safety though as well. You know, if you want people to join ICE and you want more men and women to join that agency, they also need to know that when they do join that agency,
I'm not defending it, but it shows who's actually in charge when you actually get, like, they just follow the order. Like, Trump just goes 24 hours a day, maximum, get them. He doesn't think into it, Enrique.
Now with some, I'm gonna go with Joe here on Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi needs to go, but there's also this giant apparatus, that is within the DOJ. I do have some insider knowledge on that. There's a lot of political appointees at the DOJ that want to do the right thing, that they're trying to do the right thing. And these careers that are sitting there, are the ones that are stopping and blocking and obstructing.
Oh, Todd Blanche literally blocks it all.
Yeah, well, Todd Blanche is a political appointee. I'm not saying that all political appointees are good, but there are people, very good people within the DOJ that are political appointees that are getting blocked also by the careers that are sitting there.
I didn't bring him up to disagree.
So what I'm saying is, like, this apparatus is so old. It's ingrained in the very marble buildings that they sit in. So it's very difficult to clean house unless you clean house. Right. I found this out the other day while I was marching down DC, and I see the FBI building, the Hoover building. And I said to a reporter, I'm like, well, look, at least one promise that Kash Patel said he was going to do, he's going to do, he's going to shut it down. And the reporter's like, well, yeah, he's shutting down this building. But they're moving to the Kennedy building right down the street. Basically, what we're doing is we're giving them a newer building, a prettier building. It should be demolished. All those buildings, FBI needs to be out of DC. And specifically, you asked, Alex, like, what is the issue we're dealing with today? And it's funny that you say today is I've been dealing for the past 48 hours. I've been dealing with this revelation that, and I'll say it here on InfoWars. I'm an ICE agent.
Yeah, I saw those headlines. Is that true?
Absolutely not. As much as I would love for it to be true, they make it seem so cool. I would love to get the $50,000 bonus.
Founder of Proud Boys is listed as an ICE agent in leaked database. What does that mean?
Yeah, so what ends up happening is I don't even know if the database is real at this point. But I did know that they do have a list, and the list is a screenshot. It's not the actual, like, a PDF or anything. It's a list of names in there, and my name comes up. The only thing is there's two groups responsible for this. One is Now This, as you can see on the top left corner, and the other one's Occupy Democrats that are pushing this. The list is in alphabetical order with the last name's E, and then I appear there, but my first name is there. So you already know the list is fake. You already know that they photoshopped me into a list.
Yeah, you don't have a list. It's like congruent, and suddenly it changes.
Yeah, and these people ran with the story. They didn't even communicate with me or ask me if this is true. They just ran with the story. They didn't even put it on X. They put it on Facebook. This thing has tens of millions of views, impressions. And this is what we're talking about, propaganda, just earlier. The reason that they want to do that is the same reason for the propaganda against Charlie Kirk. They want us dead because they know that this isn't true. They push it out to the public, and then some idiot goes ahead and goes, oh my God, Enrique Tarrio is an ICE agent. And then they show up at my house. I've had more death threats in the past 24 hours than I've had in the 12 months that I've been out of prison. I've been contacted by local PD. I've been contacted by everybody. Now This and Occupy Democrats, they will pay for this. We're already talking to attorneys. I will take legal action on this.
Well, yeah. Because
I'm not an ICE agent. I'm not an ICE agent. And it's not like they put, oh, allegedly. No, they put with facts as an absolute that I am an ICE agent.
Well,
and
for that, they're going to pay. I don't know if you've been following it, but I watch a lot of the clips out of Minnesota. Did you know, going back like 3-4 days ago, they chant, we know you're Proud Boys. Where is Joe Biggs? Where is Enrique Tarrio? Did you know that's already, so they already created that narrative. And I've seen them chant that.
They haven't stopped doing
that. the leaked database is like some pink haired girl with like a conspiracy theory board. It's got like a red line going to here and a picture. And they're like, we put it all together. It's these guys. They're the ones behind it all. We knew it. I mean, yeah. Shit. Give us a job then. If you're going to hire us Iceman, what better people to have back there than Enrique Tarrio and Joe Biggs? We'll definitely clean house. We know how these little rugrats think.
Your guy is trying to get a pure pardon, which you deserve. You only got commuted sentences. You couldn't even be a federal officer. It's just on his face is bullshit.
Biggs is currently looking to get a pardon. He needs a pardon. I hope the administration works on that fast.
I'll break this here today. I haven't done it yet, but I am going to be filing, to drop my appeal. Because I have no faith in the DOJ. The reason I'm going to drop the appeal is because there's no precedent that states that a commutation can keep me from going back to jail for the same crime that I've been commuted for. So what the possibility is if I win the appeal, we get the 1512 dropped, and then they still keep the seditious conspiracy, I can then be brought back down to the lower courts of D.C. to Judge Kelly, retried, resentenced, and go back to prison. So I am now dependent 100% on President Trump keeping his word and taking care of us and restoring my rights and letting me get my military benefits back.
Yeah, we never know why he didn't do pure pardon, so I know the lawyers told him not to.
Alex, just look at the state of Americans here, and Joe's a perfect example of that. He would have to go back through the court system in DC with the same judge, right? And we can't trust the DOJ to do the right thing and drop the cases, you know, because we have no faith. The American people have no faith in Pam Bondi. Like, is it beside us? Is it like an alternate reality where we think that Pam Bondi wouldn't try this case again? I think she would. I think she would try this case again. Against the president's will and against the president's executive order not to try these cases again. That's the state of America right now.
Yeah, and listen, I don't want to just harp on Bondi all day, but it's true. I mean, I didn't even, Ed Martin, like, contact us because they had all the documents with the DOJ and FBI bragged they did it, and they had them all cut and dry, and Paul Weiss Law Firm, and I guess Boris Epstein shut it down. And then Blanche had to, like, go on ABC News and say, Jones is a kook, we don't help him. What does that mean? Like, it's like they sued my parents of oblivion, destroyed us, all this stuff, tried to put me in prison. And it's just like, if he's going to screw me, use some lubrication, man. Instead, it's like, no, here's a cactus up your ass. It's like, and then he's calling up, oh, meet with me. I don't mean to be like, it's like, dude, you just knocked my teeth out for no reason. I've done nothing. All I want to do is save the country, and you got to run your fucking mouth about me in the fucking news. It's just like, come on, man. Yeah.
No, and then just recently in the J6 committee hearing, the first J6 committee hearing, Joe was the one that told me about this. Troy Nels, right, Republican, one of the Republicans in this J6 committee out of Texas, he goes ahead and he uses a left-wing talking point when doing this. He's like, oh, well, Trump wasn't Trump's fault. It was the Proud Boys' fault and Oath Keepers' fault. Did we just trade out and got a new Liz Cheney in this J6 committee? Because it's not true. None of that's true. It's a Fedsurrection. I agree it's a Fedsurrection, but to say with all the data that you have, you are the J6 committee. You are the people focused on J6, and you know the facts of the case, and you're still going to use the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers as the boogeymen after you know the president and you know that we didn't do anything. You have all the facts. The meetings, you have all the chats.
We were worried about Antifa attacking. We had two big rallies months before they tried to attack. I know you're innocent. So in closing, I think you agree with me. We can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We got to hold Trump's feet to the fire. He's doing great many ways. But at the same time, we've all got to be engaged more than ever to make sure they get on the right track. What should the general public do to try to save the country at this critical juncture ahead of the midterms, the dirty tricks, the false flags? I mean, what do we do? Just be vocal, be informed, be engaged, call balls and strikes.
Look, I think people on social media, especially the newcomers, and I'm not going to crap on them. I think they think that they could just change the world by hitting the post button, right? Or creating a little video or something like that. And that works. I'm not saying it doesn't, But you need to get off your ass because there's so much to do. Look, to the men in the audience right now, there's a big recruitment push for ICE. I think you guys should go ahead and go to ICE.gov and I think it's /jobs and go ahead and become part of the solution. I think that with all the other people.
Oh yeah, this is definitely fighting for the country. Like whoever gets to actually sign up to actually defend the country. Like this is a real war.
Yeah. And no, and it's war. You're signing up. I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but it is, you know, just with the left and the left's rhetoric, you might get doxxed as an ICE agent, but look, we've given up, me and Joe have given up years of our lives and we sat in solitary confinement and we stood tall and that proves. And I hope that inspired a lot of people to actually get off their ass and do something and use us as an example to motivate you.
And any of you, Stuart Rhodes, they came to a couple of you, you guys could have sold Trump out any moment and lied. You didn't do it.
Yeah. And we didn't. We stood tall and we stood tall with our brother. I love Joe. And I would never, ever, no matter what, I would never throw Joe under the bus. And we've sat through many, many, many months of sitting in the catacombs under DC. And we knew it. I knew when I got arrested that Joe would never turn on me.
Service is sacrifice. You know, this is something that a lot of people fail to remember. You know, you hear Bongino going, oh, you don't know the times I've had to spend away from my family and the millions and all that. I'm like, oh, cry me a river, you punk. Look, if you sign up to be the deputy director of the FBI, expect to not be home. Expect to have hard days. Expect to be away from your family. Guess what? When I joined the military, I didn't get to see my family for a long time and with possibilities of never seeing them again because I could die in a foreign country. But guess what? Service is sacrifice. Shut up. Suck it up. Well, do your job because there's much more at stake to save this country than your personal family life. And I guarantee you, Bongino or any of these other people, your family are going to respect you. Your kids, when they grow up, are going to respect you if they know that you shut up, stop crying, and did your job. You know, and that's what Americans need to do. If you're sick and tired of what's happening, then instead of sitting around and being a keyboard warrior, be a part of the solution. Don't be a part of the problem. And there's too many people bringing problems to the table without a solution. So, you know, before you run your trap and everybody's out here, you know, they've got their ideas, but you don't have a solution. You're just pissing in the wind. You know, get up off your ass like Enrique said, do something about it, you know, and hold these politicians' feet to the fire. Hold them accountable, regardless if it's President Trump or J.D. Vance, whoever. They are not God. They are not special. They are elected officials, and they have one job to do, to serve the American people. And if they fail in an area, you call them out, you get them back online, and you tell them to move forward with the agenda. There's too many people out there bitching and crying. Oh, my God, this is so hard for me. You don't know what I'm losing. Oh, I know what you're losing. I know what it means to lose. I know what it means to serve and to sacrifice. And guess what? I'm still willing to do it and continue to do it for the rest of my life and to put my life on the line. We need more men and more women to stop their bitching, to get out there and fight because this country's worth fighting for.
Joe, what was your longest deployment, Joe?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. Do you think that you had
what you came back to? And I've heard the story before. You came back to, you know, not good stuff.
Yeah.
2 years. So you did double the time that.
You might tell the story. You came back to one of your, you know, you're not to get mean, but you know what happened with your relationship.
Yeah. I came back to a wife that was holding a sign on the tarmac that said, "Welcome home, baby." And the word baby really popped in my head because as I looked about 2 inches down from that far back, there was a giant belly. And I'd been gone for almost 2 years and she was about 9 months pregnant. So you could do the math and figure out what happened there. So, when men and women fight for this country, when we join up to join one of these three letter agencies, you know, hardships are going to happen. Things are going to happen. But why did you join up in the first place? Did you join up for your family? No, you joined up because you believe in something larger than yourself. You believe that this country is one of the greatest countries ever and that it has the potential to continue to be great, even though right now we're kind of in a slump. But get up off your ass and fight for it. It's worth it. Yeah, you've got a lot of things you can lose, but you've got a lot of things you can gain. And inspire people. Stop sitting around and complaining all day. Get out there, get off your ass and fight.
How did you control yourself when you get off a C-130 and there's your wife 9 months pregnant?
I'd say there's about 90 guys who grabbed me and held me. and I kind of went into Hulk mode. And those guys said that they never knew I could have been so strong. But, you know, I had a lot of adrenaline pumping through, you know. And right now, currently, my ex-wife is trying to take my daughter from me. And I just started the legal battle of that today, actually. So, you know, guess what? Life is hard. It sucks. But you know what? Can you get up and can you continue to fight? Are you a man? That's it. You know?
Well, how do people find your show, the show Enrique is doing? How do people support real, proven American patriots? And I'm not trying to meet Bongino, but he literally whines. I get to see my wife, and he sells us out and then tries to police and threaten everybody and says, I'm coming after all of you, and called people I knew and said that. It's like, dude, you think I'm scared of you? Like, that guy's got serious problems, man. He's like waving a red cape in front of bulls, basically.
Yeah, it looks like his parents made it with a Lego. Like, he's got a blockhead. He looks ridiculous.
Hey, guys, we need to stop making fun of Dan Bongino. He did 10 months in the foxhole that's known as D.C., away from his family, away from his million-dollar mansion in southern Florida. We need to stop, man. He's done an amazing job. His show's coming back on February 2nd, and he's going to change the world. Yeah.
I'm pretty confident, but if I was doing a comeback after all the stuff he did, I'd be nice. Like, he's literally threatening everyone. Like, what does he want? Like,
How is he not overly embarrassed?
I'm not a black pillar. I'm not a grifter or anything like that he's currently hunting down. I'm a person that's concerned. Somebody spent 10 months as like the lead at the FBI, because that's what it is. That's the lead at the deputy director. It's the lead at the FBI. The other guy is just a talking head, which
talking
is
head, tell.
Yeah. And he did nothing. He did nothing. You know, most of those cases actually that he tried and he says, oh, this is what I did. It came from the Biden administration.
No, you know? but even half the claims that they take the credit for are local law enforcement that have done hard work. And then they go, well, with the assistance of the FBI, which is literally them going, hey, you guys want any help? We'll give you any resources if you need it. And then they're like, no, you guys are pretty much useless as tits on a boar. We got it. And then, you know, Patel and Bongino post a little thing on there saying, well, we helped take down this pedophile ring over here. Like, no, you're not helping take them down. You're helping protect them. That's what the FBI is doing at this point.
Yeah.
The United States of America is protecting pedophiles. And the fact that people aren't going batshit crazy about that and losing their mind, it literally breaks my heart. You know, that we are a country that has people in high leadership places that are part of this, shipping trafficking, you know, condoning, and no one seems to bat an eye. It blows my mind.
We got to raid. We got to raid all these left-wing compounds that have, like, the cloning tubes, right? We need to clone Alex Jones. We need to clone Enrique Tarrio. We need to clone Joe Biggs, and we need to clone Donald Trump. Let's take that from them, and let's clone the good people in this world and just make it better, because it seems like if we need to clone Donald Trump as the AG, as the leader of the FBI, and that's the only thing that'll do anything.
Well, the good news is we're starting to see some movement. We got to hold our feet to the fire. Enrique Tarrio, Noble One, just Noble One, the word N-O-B-L-E One, NobleLead.substack.com, Joe Biggs, Instagram, Real Rambo Biggs. How they took all your, have they let you back on X yet, Joe?
Oh, yeah, I was just back on, and then they took me down again yesterday. So I've had 5 accounts since I've been home in a year. That's just amazing. Like, literally, X is worse for me under Elon Musk than it was under that other Prius driving loser. What's his name?
It's just not him, though. I'll make some calls. I'll try to figure it out. This is bullshit. All right. I love you guys. Crazy too, times. Thanks for coming on. We really appreciate you both.
Always here for you.
Thank you. What do you say after that? Harrison Smith is about to take over the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. I'm not going to belabor this. I need your support. I can't do it without you. I appreciate it. I'm very humble for all your support. You want action against the deep state? You're going to finally get it. We're in our big civil rights suits, but held up because more stuff got added. It's coming out. We've got a lot of great products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Today's the last day to get put in for both the Ravels, for both the Super Trucks. 50 times X entry. We've got the bovine colostrum, the X2, all of it. Ultramethylene blue, it's all there. And I cannot do it without you. These products all really work great. I'm not going to sell you anything. It's like a Conan the Barbarian, whatever he's buying. I think it's hallucinogen. He says, we want this. He goes, this isn't Haga. He goes, I wouldn't sell Haga to a slayer such as yourself. My point is, I'm only going to sell you stuff that really works because I want you to buy it again. Our creatine gummies, all of it. Thanks for all your previous support. You've been on the bench. I don't know what you're doing, folks, because you don't bet anywhere on a sure bet than this. Everything I do is about truth and victory. And when I fail, I get pissed. But nobody's more accurate because God is my North Star. Love you all. Thanks for the support. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.